Blog Talk Radio.
10 years ago, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire...
Celsius Hockey. And we're off. It's time for some good old-fashioned winging it. It's time for the LCS Hockey Radio Show. Brought to you, as always, by Honest John Churchfield and by the number one hockey site in all the land, LCSHockey.com. LCS, the monologue has extra suck tonight. Kiefer Sutherland says that he doesn't like scary movies. He says that they leave him terrified. Quote, I can't watch horror films a lot. I can do maybe one a year. And what is that one horror movie a year? Young Guns. Young Guns. Tom Wopat was stopped and fined at a Wisconsin airport recently for trying to get 1.2 grams of marijuana onto a plane. The actor, best known for playing Luke Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard, was handed a $500 on-the-spot fine for the offense after a security guard found the weed in his possession. Them Duke boys seem to be running a little more to moonshine these days, but it looks like this time Luke's ass is grass and the law's the mower. The band Fish has decided to reunite after a 5-year sabbatical. The band announced that they will be playing 3 shows in Virginia next March and will unveil a tour schedule for other dates in 09. Meanwhile, Fish's fans were so high that they never noticed that the band had broken up. That's it. That's the end of the joke right there. Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel are teaming up to raise money for Barack Obama's campaign. The two will perform a concert that will take place next month in New York, and attendees are in for a special treat. Bruce is going to put his jean jacket on and preach to you for 22 hours, while Billy Joel will try his best to lock up the highly desirable DUI vote. DUI.
Is that the end of the joke?
Yeah.
All right.
I had another joke and I just skipped it. The monologue is brutal today. The Pete Sampras joke. I had to 86 it.
I want to hear the Pete Sampras joke.
No, it's really bad.
We've got time.
Really bad. All right. Tennis champion Pete Sampras was leaving a restaurant the other night when TMZ got a hold of him. They asked Sampras what he thought of the upcoming election. Go McCain, by the way. He also went on to say that celebrities and athletes should keep their opinions to themselves, and he didn't know who Tina Fey was. Sampras seemed very uncomfortable with the inquisition, but that didn't stop the paparazzi from relentlessly peppering Petey with questions, but then quickly backed off after Sampras pulled a 45 from his eyebrows.
No, that's a good joke.
So bad.
That's a good joke. I love it.
All right.
It would have been better if you didn't laugh over the punchline.
You pulled a 45.
You pulled a 45 out of his eyebrows.
From his eyebrows. Them eyebrows are huge. Like, Adam Carolla is, like, in awe of those things. Good Lord. I think I saw a little Mexican kid in there.
Very good.
So anyways, Mike Dell, the season is just days away from kicking off. So we're going to take a look tonight at the upcoming campaign and make some predictions and whatnot. And, we're going to talk TV tonight. The new fall schedule is underway, so Mike Dell's excited. And we're also going to pay homage to our favorite actor of all time, Paul Newman. Newman was a hero to both Mike Dell and I, not to mention his quotes appear in just about every LCS article ever written. So tonight, Mike Dell will talk about his top 11 Paul Newman movies. We may hear from the Ed tonight, you never know. And if we have time for it, and... if Mike Dell feels up to it, we may have something else. That's right, something else. So stay tuned. But if you want to call in and make fun of us, the number here is 646-716-7522 or Ohms 1, Mr. Lab. Let's get this show over with. Joining me, as always, is the entire staff of LCS Hockey and a man that eats tofu on purpose. It's the very busy Mike Dell.
Jerry Farish. Oh, it was a fun monologue,
buddy.
As always. A Tom Wopat joke.
I hope I'm not disappointing anybody with the lack of Clay Aiken jokes tonight. But,
Vic Tabak wasn't in the news?
Well, he's dead, though, you know.
Oh, okay. Tom Wopat, though. Wow. Well done.
Yeah, look at him trying to get a couple joints on. Come on, man. Is that where he's at in his life? You can only swing together a couple J's?
Yeah, I think so. But we're burying the headline. Pete Sampras doesn't know who Tina Fey is.
Well, I guess not. I don't know. Maybe he was being sarcastic, or maybe he really is the Neanderthal he looks like.
We should mention Ace reporter Jim Iovino is not with us tonight. Where is Jim Iovino at? He's in Italy.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Why?
Vacation.
Huh. Oh, look at him. Like, he's a jet setter, too. In the world is LCS Hockey's Jim Iovino?
You think he could have told us this last week on the show, like, hey, I'm going to Italy next week. But,
yeah, we were dying. We were dying.
I know. We could add something to talk about. And
Italy.
Great.
I could ask him if he needs shots before he goes there. And, So Jim Iovino's in Italy. Look at him go. So it's just me and you tonight, then.
Well, I was going to book a guest, and then I felt that would require too much work and energy on my part.
I understand.
So I decided, hey, I'm a guest. I'll be the guest tonight. I'm a superstar. I got the goods, so you can interview me.
You have the goods. We are going to interview you, Mike Dell.
Yeah, this will be exciting. Next week, though, we will have a guest next week. Earl Sleek from the old battleofcalifornia.blogspot.com. We'll be on California hockey. About the Kings, the Sharks, the Ducks, Battle of California.
No, you say his name again. I think I coughed right as you said his name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Earl Sleek.
There you go.
And I have my doubts whether or not that's his real name. But Earl Sleek will be here next week.
Nice. So he's also at dogblogspot.com. Wonder if Leahy knows him.
Yeah, probably.
Same, all them hockey bloggers over there. I think they know each other. It's like a little army.
So we'll be talking California puck next week. And then I'm sure Rob Rossi, I don't know if he'll be on here next week or maybe the week after, but we'll have to check the Penguin schedule. But he'll be able to come on and tell us all about Sweden, because the Penguins open up the season on Saturday, right, over there in Sweden?
That is correct, Mike Dell, Saturday.
Yeah,
and I think that game's like 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yes, and apparently if you go down to the old Mellon Arena, they'll let you in for free, and you can watch it on the old Jumbotron.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd rather watch it at home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't need $8 stale nachos and $9 icy lights.
Yeah, I was thinking of going down, you know, but then I was like, oh yeah, I don't like the people, and frankly, even though it's free, that's still a little pricey for my budget, you know.
And not to mention, Pittsburgh's far.
Yes.
It is very far, and with the construction, like every road's under construction. If you've never been to Pittsburgh, one thing, don't drive here, because there ain't a road that's clear anywhere in this town, and secondly, don't drink icy light, unless you love a headache. If you love a headache, I usually like your beer, but otherwise, stay away. Get yourself a nice, healthy Bex.
Oh, really? Is that the official beer of Larry Farish? Bex?
It could be. Sam Adams, Bex. Yeah, definitely. I love the Bex.
All right, so, are you going to interview me now, Larry? Is this going to be the...
Okay, we could do it that way. Whatever you want to do, Mike, though, I figured we were just going to maybe preview the upcoming season here, being that it kicks off in, like, 3 days.
Okay, but before we do that, I know I'm didn't give you any warning about this, but I would like you to play my theme song that I usually play when I interview other people.
All right.
Is it there on the computer still? It's my favorite
song.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called, though.
It puts me in the mood to be interviewed.
All right. Do you remember what it's called?
No, not really.
I don't either.
So, all right, well, we'll just forget it then.
All right.
So if the interview is lacking, you'll realize it's just because I didn't have my theme song played.
Right. But. Yeah, if I could just, is this it?
That's not it. All right, anyway, go ahead, Larry. Fire away.
All right.
I'm here to be interviewed.
All right, well, let's do the news.
Oh, okay.
News on the mark.
All right, so here we are with Mike Dell from LCS Hockey. Welcome to the LCS Hockey Radio Show, Mike Dell.
Hey, thank you, Larry. It's a pleasure.
How does it feel to have a radio show that has the same name as your website? Isn't that weird?
A little coincidental, yeah, but I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I guess it could get you into the spirit. So you're a big hockey blogger and whatnot there over at the LCS. Would you consider yourself a blogger or a man? What was that other term you had?
Yeah, LCS Hockey is not a blog. I hate to break it to you, but if you have a blog or you know someone who has a blog, you're a dork. LCS Hockey is a Mernal or a
Mernal.
Man Journal. or Man Journal.
Well, that's not bad. I like the Mernal.
Yes.
So, anyways, we got the season starting up here on Saturday. Penguins in Ottawa playing in the Sweden there. And what do we got? The Rangers playing somebody over there?
Yeah, I think, I don't even know. Tampa Bay, maybe? Sounds about right.
Okay. So
playing in the
Tampa
Czech Republic.
Bay. All right, that sounds about good. So, you know, with the season coming up, we didn't have anything to talk about all summer because there was no hockey season. But now the season's going to start, so we're going to take a look. Do you want to break it down like Eastern, Western, or just go by conferences? How do you want to do this? Like, what do you feel most comfortable with? How would you write this up if you were going to write it? You want to just break down each division and look at teams, you know, in divisions, how they're going to fare, something like that?
Let's start in the old Prince of Wales Conference, which is the
All right.
conference for you.
Right.
And
we'll
just go through the top teams there, who I think will make the playoffs and who I think will not make the playoffs.
Okay. Well, tell me what you think. Who's the strongest team in the East right now?
That's a very good question, Larry. That's a very good question. Because let me tell you this. The Pittsburgh Penguins were the strongest team in the East. But now that they lost Sergei Gonchar, 4 to 6 months with the old shoulder surgery, and Ryan Whitney, another, 3 months yet with Whitney? Right?
Yeah, something like that.
Displaced
right.
foot. So he won't be back till after Christmas. That's going to hurt them, you know? Yeah, that's going to hurt. So
Gonchar's a point machine back on the blue line.
Yeah, I'm not even a big Gonchar fan, really, but... you don't realize everything he does until he's not there. He's just so huge about on the transition game, getting the puck out of the zone, getting it up to Kip Crosby and those guys. And Whitney, I'd say Gonchar and Whitney are the two best passing defensemen in the whole Wales Conference. So you take them out of your lineup, you're hurting, you know?
Yeah.
So, they're going to struggle. Pens are going to struggle. Their defense was solid. It had a lot of depth, but you take your top two defensemen off there, you don't have the depth anymore. And Mark Eaton isn't exactly durable. Daryl Sador is very old, so chances are someone else is going to get injured too, and then where do they go? So,
what about like a kid like Goligowski or something like that?
We'll see. You can't bank on rookies stepping up and you know logging 20 minutes a night. So not sure how that's going to work out. Chris Letang, I'd like to see him step up, but I'm not sure he can log 20 minutes a night either in the NHL. So we'll see what happens. But the Pens are in some trouble. A little bit of trouble.
I agree with you. People ask me all the time, Mike Dell, because I'm a hockey expert. So when I'm out and about with the public and you know generally just you know meeting and greeting, they always want to know about the Penguins. And you know I got it's going to be a down year. It's going to be a down year definitely. They lost a lot and they didn't get that much back. You know
the stuff they lost up front really I think is. Incidental. It's not that big a deal. Like Ryan Malone, Gary Roberts, who cares? Hossa, who cares? Shakespeare. But but the defense, I was always content that the defense was going to return. You know, the top six was going to be there again. But now that that's hurt, there's going to be some trouble. Because everything starts with the defense and getting the puck up the ice. You know, and you lose Whitney and Gonchar, that's going to leave a mark. So, but I still think the Pens will stay in there. And I expect Ray Shiro to make the necessary moves to, you know, keep the Pens competitive. And they'll make the playoffs. But I don't think they're going to – I think they'll be in the bottom four. But they'll get in the playoffs still. and then they'll make a good solid run at the Cup. Because by then, Whitney and Gontar will be back, and Shira is going to add somebody at the deadline again. And they're still my favorite to come out of the East, or the Canada, the Wales Conference there, but it's going to be ugly getting there, that's all.
Well, how are you feeling about Montreal? Montreal just seems to be everybody's baby this year.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough call, too, because I don't see Alexei Kovalev having the same season he had last year. And Carey Price being the number one man for a full season, it's going to be ups and downs. But they do have a real solid club, strong blue line, and balanced scoring up front. But they don't have that one guy up front who you can depend on. You know, like Kovalev really came through last year with whatever he had, like, what, 34 goals or something like that. But I really don't see him doing that again this year. You know, I just find it hard to believe it at 36 or whatever. He's going to do that 2 years in a row. So
what
I can see them slipping back.
What about Alex Tanguay?
Yeah, Tanguay, he's not a suit. He's a complimentary player, you know.
You loved him in Colorado, Mike, though.
Yeah, because he's a complimentary player in Colorado. Behind Sakic, Forsberg, Hayduke, you know.
Yeah, he complimented Peter Forsberg's injuries. He didn't get any.
Yeah, I'm still. I would still probably pick Montreal to win the have the top seed in the conference, but that's more because every other team in the conference has flaws more than that Montreal is that much better than everyone. But I could definitely see Montreal.
Do you think Carey Price is the real deal? I mean, they're really banking on this kid by shipping Hue out of town. Like, they're really banking on Carey Price to be the man. Is he the man, Mike Dell?
Yes, he is. But will he be the man this year? I don't know. Because it takes time for a young goalie. You know, we saw that here in Pittsburgh with the Flower, you know.
Right.
He looked dominant for stretches, and then he'd go in the tank for a while. And that's just what young goalies do. So whether Carey Price can play 60, 70 games, I don't know. We'll see.
That is true. Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see. Because, you know, for me, if the goaltending is no good in Montreal, they're in trouble. That's, you know, if this Carey Price doesn't turn out to be what they think he is, they're going to be struggling.
But that's the thing in the Wells Conference. Every team has at least one major flaw. Like, the Penguins really didn't until they lost the defenseman. Now they do. And cause I still think it's going to be a huge year for Kid Crosby and Malkin. Even without the defensive support there, I still think they're going to put up ridiculous points. But I don't know. We'll see.
You know, the plumbing buddy I talk about from time to time on the show here, I ran into him today. And, of course, first words out of his mouth, hey, Crosby blows. But then he tells me Malkin's going to have 60 goals this year. And I'm like, 60 goals? You are crazy. You know what I mean? What do you think of that? Realistically, what are we looking at with a Malkin? 45?
Yes. I would say 40, 45, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. 60.
I actually think Kid Crosby. I'm picking Kid Crosby to I was going to say he's going to hit 50 this year, but that was before Gontar got hurt, you know. So I just think he's going to shoot the puck a lot more. I did the article on LCS a couple weeks ago about Kid Crosby and his shots per game total in his career. And at this same stage of his career, Wayne Gretzky had the exact same shots per game. It was like, it's like 3.26 or something like that in that neighborhood.
Right.
And then this next year for Gretzky, that's when he really started shooting the puck more. And he averaged like some ridiculous number of shots per game. He had well over 300 shots for the season. So I expect a similar development this year for Crosby. I think he realizes he needs to shoot the puck more.
Really?
He needs to pull the trigger, you know. And there was even an article, I think Joe Starkey wrote in the old Pittsburgh Tribune Review there, that he was talking to Crosby about actually putting a curve on his stick. And I've been saying that now for 2 years. You know, ever since his rookie year, I've been saying, curve your stick. You're not going to score 50 goals with a straight blade. It just will not happen. So hopefully he'll give it a whirl. He'll try to put a little curve on there and see how it goes. But I really do think this is the year Crosby takes the next step in goal scoring. And we'll see how it pans out.
Yeah, have you seen the new line of NHL commercials?
No.
I saw them over at Leahy's site, over at the goingfivehole.blogspot.com. But he posted the NHL. I think the motto this year is this the year or something? And what it is like the commercial opens up, and it's just like a still photo of the Penguins right after Detroit clinched the Cup last year. And, you know, they're kind of sitting on the ice and sitting on the bench kind of like in awe of everything. And then, you know, like all of a sudden Sid comes to life out of the picture saying something about, you know, I never want to be in this picture again, you know, something to that effect. And that's their new motto this year, is this the year with the NHL.
So do they have one of those commercials for, like, the Columbus Blue Jackets as well?
I doubt it. Why would they? Maybe it's this is definitely not the year, but I didn't see Columbus Blue Jackets one.
All right.
Well, sticking in the East, Mike Dell. Okay, so Pittsburgh's in, Montreal's probably in. Who else do we like over in the East? We definitely like my New Jersey Devils, right?
Yeah, they'll be there again, much to my chagrin. I don't like the Devils. Everything that's wrong with the sport, boring, dull defensive hockey, but it wins.
Hey,
you know, they got Brian Rolston.
You don't appreciate this.
Yeah, you and the Puck Daddy. You love the Devils, but they got the Brian Rolston back this year. The Bobby Holy came back.
They put the band back together.
Yes, they did. They did put the band back together. Donald Duck Dunn, Tom Bones Malone, they're all there.
Nice. But
the Devils could actually win the Atlantic. The Atlantic is a three-horse race between Pittsburgh, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. I'd probably favor Philly, but I don't know. I think New Jersey could actually win it, the more I think about it. So, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, what about the Rangers, then?
The Rangers are going to miss the playoffs.
Whoa.
Well, Yager left.
Right.
And they stopped before Yager. Yeah, Marcus Naslund, if they would have got Marcus Naslund 10 years ago, maybe it would be something good. But, yeah, Marcus Naslund's a stiff, and Nikolaj Jarda's a stiff. Neither one of them is known for coming through in the clutch or under pressure, so I'm sure playing in New York's really going to work out. That's going to be great. Good luck with that.
And what about Wade Redden?
Wade Redden, terrible. He's just terrible.
And how about Shanahan? Is he going to
play? No, he's still unsigned. He's still floating around out there. Maybe we should get Shanahan on the big show. Because he was on the competition committee, you know, and I could finally pitch him my idea about the blue line, you know, getting rid of the icing on the center line, make it from the blue line. And I'm sure Shanny would love it.
Yeah. Also, we could get the Youngblood, see if he's in on that idea. Maybe kick that after every game to show the Youngblood. I think with Shanahan behind it, we could get that ball rolling.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. I actually did try and track down Ron Tugnutt this week. I sent an email about Ronnie Tugnutt. Yeah, apparently he was a goaltending. He's working with the Peterborough Petes, the junior team. He has a goaltending consultant there in training camp there. And so I sent the Petes an email saying, "Hey, I'm trying to get in touch with Ronnie Tugnutt. Can you help me out? You know, for the big radio show." And
right.
As usual, they ignored my email.
Wow.
Yeah, they gave me the hi-hat.
That doesn't sound anything. Man, it sounds like the norm.
It actually does. Once again, Ally Frady has given us the hi-hat.
All right.
I tried contacting him. And I believe Kevin Dineen has given us the hi-hat. And even our buddy Johnny Cullen hasn't gotten back to us.
Well,
now,
he didn't
buy
a car.
I'm gonna write this to Johnny Cullen. Because it looked like it was going to be a done deal that he was coming on the show. And then he just never emailed me back. So I'll try and get in touch with Cullen again. But so.
Does he not realize all the years you supported that guy?
Yeah, I know. That's
what he's doing, Colin.
Yeah, that's what hurts. It stings a little bit, I got to tell you.
So
with this season coming up, I'll try and, I'll be more active about booking guests. I really just don't care anymore, though, you know? That's the problem.
Right.
That's the problem. But, I'll try and get a guest. We got the Earl Sleek, so maybe we'll get a hockey player next week as well. We'll see.
I had a window with the Joe Starkey, and I was like, I don't know.
Joe Starkey. Well, I could ask him about the big Kid Crosby article putting the curve on his blade. That was nice.
That is true.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I feel like if I book a guest, then I'm obligated to carry the conversation.
Yes,
like
you would be
hanging out in the background.
Yeah, so do we all. But what can you do?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so Montreal, right, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, New Jersey, and the Flyers, they're going to be the top three in the Atlantic. The Rangers are going to miss the playoffs, and the Islanders are just going to be dreadful. Absolutely dreadful.
They got, what about Mark Street? He's the answer.
Yeah, and sorry, Kevin Murphy, Islanders Army, but not this year, buddy. It's not this year.
No.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Pietro, at least he didn't have hip surgery or anything.
No, he had knee surgery, I believe.
It wasn't hip?
Well, yeah, he had hip last year and then knee, and... Yeah, he's had both hips operated on, I believe. And then he also had knee surgery over the summer.
Wow.
So, that's a lot
of
surgery.
Yeah, because
when you sign a goalie to a 15-year contract, the first thing you want is him to have hip surgery.
Yes.
And then knee surgery. That's great stuff right there.
Yeah, it makes sense. Maybe they. Maybe it was like a 15-surgery contract.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly.
I am bombing tonight. That's all. Bombing.
But the Islanders are going to be terrible for the next, I'd say, at least 5 years. They're just awful.
Doug Waite, though, he's very good.
They need new ownership, new general manager, and then everything will be all right. Bring Pat LaFontaine back to the island. Bring Laffy back there. That'd be great.
Ooh. He's a little old, Mike Dell.
Well, to manage the team or whatever. All right, but the Flyers,
okay.
I think the Flyers are really going to be, they're going to be very good, I think. Their defense is soft. They got a lot of good puck movers on the blue line, but a little soft because they lost Jason Smith, and it looks like Darian Hatcher is going to get pushed out the door finally. So they really don't have too much grip back there on the blue line, and that could cost them. But they have a lot of good talent up front. I'm just thinking Flyers. So,
I hate the Flyers, Mike, though. I really do. I don't even like saying nice things about them because, like, I know that Mike Richards guy's good and all, but I'll never admit it. Daniel Briere, he's a little bit of a girly man, but
yes.
That Mike Richards is pretty good.
Yeah, Richards is real good.
Yeah. All right, Ottawa. We're gonna.
Yeah, I think Ottawa's going to come back this year. Ottawa's going to come back big this year, I think. They might actually take the top seed in the conference.
No.
Yeah, I know, it hurts. But the big problem with Ottawa, the goaltending, as always, Martin Gerber and Alex Ould is the backup. That's never a good idea. If the goaltending can be okay, I think the center, because they still got Volchenko, Phillips, back on the blue line. That's always formidable. And they added Jason Smith. So
right.
Then you got the big three up front and a new coach in Craig Hartsburg. I don't know. I just think they got rid of all the, trouble last year when Ray Emery left. They cleaned house. New energy there in Ottawa. New coach. They can make a run. They can make a run.
Well, what do you think of putting the big three back together? You like that?
Well, they're supposedly going to. I thought they were going to split them up this year. Did you read something recently that they're?
Yeah, I did read. I think I read something today that something about putting the big three back together. Because I guess they were tampering with some rookie playing on the first line in place of Alfredson, but I guess they're talking about putting Alfredson back on the first line. And I don't know. That's all your eggs in one basket. I don't like that idea. I don't know how you feel about it, but when you put like three big guys out there and they have like a couple bad shifts, like your whole team has a couple bad shifts then because there's nothing left.
Yeah, you can get away with it in the regular season just because, teams, you're bouncing around and because of schedule and travel and whatnot, teams are tired and they don't always get the matchups they want. But in the playoffs, it's death, And you saw that when they met Anaheim in the finals. As soon as they met a team that could match up with them, they were done. So I would like, if I hate the Senators, but if I were an Ottawa fan, why not put one on each line? Just give that a whirl. See how that goes.
Yeah, exactly. Split them up.
Does Spezza and Healy need to be joined at the hip? I really don't think so. Yeah.
They're like Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
A little bit.
Holy hell. Yeah, I saw that Sarah Palin thing again. They redid it. It wasn't as funny the second time around. Like
it was still very funny. It was still very funny.
It's getting worn into the ground already.
I don't think so. Very good.
Yeesh. Boston might tell.
Boston's going to be they could be a dark horse here, the Bruins. Once again, the problem in net there, Timmy Thomas, is he going to hold up for a year? Manny Fernandez, I don't know what's going on with Fernandez, if they're even going to keep him around as a backup. I thought I read something that he was trying to get rid of him.
I hear he's back. He's back. He's back from knee surgery. He's ready.
He says he's healthy and ready to go, so we'll see. But if they get the goaltending, and you got Chara, the defense is still suspect. But if Patrice Bergeron's head is clear, and he's back to being Patrice Bergeron. And you got Phil Kessel coming into his own, maybe being a game breaker there for him. And you got the coolest, the baddest man on the planet, Milan Lucic. Milan Lucic, awesome.
Love that guy.
Yeah, so I think Boston, they could be a real good team there. I like the Bruins.
What about Michael Ryder? How do you feel about him being added?
Oh yeah, I don't like the Michael Ryder. I do not like the Michael Ryder. Mm. No.
Sounds like a character from Grease, too.
Why don't you name some other characters from Grease, too?
I don't know.
And that's Adrian Zemed, right?
Yeah, he's in that.
Michelle Pfeiffer,
though. Tonight, we're going to rock, we're going to roll, we're going to talk, we're going to bowl. Nah, you never saw the Grease 2, Mike, though?
Yeah, young Michelle Pfeiffer, Grease 2.
Yeah. Like, I never found her hot. Like, young, old, Catwoman, nothing. Nothing ever did it for me with the Michelle Pfeiffer.
Huh.
You watching the playoffs by chance? Not to switch subjects here, but...
I don't even have the TV on. I'm giving my full attention to the fake radio show.
Really? Because me too. But if I had the TV on, the Dodgers are up right now 6-2.
Wow.
That James Loney, is that his name? He hit a grand slam.
Yeah. Wow, James Loney.
I guess off a dumpster. All right, Buffalo, they're going to miss the playoffs again, aren't they, Mike Dell?
I don't know, because you look at the other teams. Because I'm picking Washington to miss the playoffs entirely.
Wow.
Yeah, that's another. Those are the two headlines. The Rangers are missing the playoffs, and the Caps are missing the playoffs. I just think the Capitals are due to slip because of Jose Theodore. You know, he's just terrible. Just
Come on,
terrible.
That's my goalie.
I know, you protected him in our fantasy hockey league, but he's just awful. And usually young teams, when they sometimes they take a step back after they get forward, you know. And no doubt Washington has a lot of talent, the Mike Green, the Ovechkin, the Salmon, the Backstrom. And they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine once they get a goaltender and maybe one or two more defensemen. But they'll be good in the future. I just think this year they're going to take a step back. And I'm calling them to miss the playoffs.
No, I disagree with you, Mike Dell. I say they win the Southeast again, and they'll definitely be in the playoffs this year.
Well, you know, they barely made the playoffs last year, even though they won the division. Like, what was it, like 1 point or 2 points in the playoffs?
They eked in on the last day. I understand that. But, you know, I think they're going to be more mature now a little bit.
But you know why they eked in on that last day? Because Cristobal Huey had a 931 save percentage in the final 16 games of the season. And Jose Theodore's not going to do that. You know?
Come on, that's my goalie. You got to say nice things about it, Mike, though. You got to somehow keep me interested in the fantasy hockey somehow. Just tell me that Theodore's the best thing since Patrick Waugh.
He's very good.
Thank you. Carolina.
I'm picking Tampa Bay to win that division. Tampa
Bay
Lightning. Yeah, that's right. You ready here
first?
Worst to first, Tampa Bay Lightning. Letavier, long as Letavier's shoulder's all right. I think it is. And you got Martin St-Louis, and you got the Steve Stamkos. And, I just think they're going to be a fun team to watch. Barry Morris behind the bench. I don't know if I ever told you this, Larry, but I once saw him buy a hot dog on the streets of Hartford.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
He had it his way right away.
I've never heard that story.
Yeah, I think I may have mentioned it once or twice.
Yeah, we'll get into it some other time, I think.
Yeah, but I think Barry Morris, it's whole new energy out there in Tampa Bay. A good positive feeling, Stamkos, excitement. That kid's good. That Stamkos character. I don't know. He's got the goods. So, and it's not just because I drafted him in our fantasy hockey league.
I think it is.
And, so look out for Steve Stamkos and the Tampa Bay Lightning. It's going to be magical down there. Yep.
Wow. So
I'm not saying they're going to be good. The Southeast is still going to stink, but they're going to be like, you know, the team to edge up and take the division. And, of course, they'll get that 3 seed then. But Carolina, they've missed the playoffs the last 2 years. They win the Cup, missed the playoffs 2 years in a row, and I really don't see that changing. They traded Eric Cole for Yoni Pitkinen, and I don't see how that helps them. You know, and Rob Brind'Amour is just getting older and older and older. I don't care how much HGH he shoots in his ass. He's still getting older. You know?
How long is that guy going to play, for crying out loud?
I don't know, but he just came off a knee surgery last year, and then he had to have another one here right in the preseason. They don't think it's not as serious, but he's going to miss time, and it's just a sign of things to come, you know? So.
And is it just me, or is Rod Brind'Amour always going to be a flyer to you? Like, he's never not going to be a flyer to me.
Wow, see, when I think of Rod Brind'Amour, I think of the St. Louis Blues.
Really?
I'm old school like that.
Yeah, I guess.
but he's a flyer. Yeah, he's a good flyer boy there.
As soon as I hear Brind'Amour, I just think of the Legion of Doom, and I don't want to associate myself with him. Rod Brind'Amour needs to go away for my own peace of mind. But
I think Carolina is going to miss out in the playoffs, and I think Washington will. And of course, Atlanta is just terrible. They're dreadful.
Yes.
Even though they got Colby Armstrong in the glue, it's still not going to be enough. That's another guy giving us the high hat. The Atlanta Thrashers. I tried to get Colby Armstrong on the show a couple weeks ago, and the Atlanta Thrashers won't return my emails either. What's up with that?
They should be interested that anybody's even remotely trying to contact that team.
Well, this is my theory, that they don't even have a PR department. It's all sham. You know, that email just goes to nowhere. And they just pretend they have a media relations department, but they really don't.
Wow.
But I'll try again. But now that the season started, Colby's going to be busy, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't. He's got no time. Oh, also... Now, you know, today is 2 weeks to the day the training camp opened, which means I don't want to see any Detroit Red Wings logos when I get up in the morning.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. My computer is still dead. I still don't have my computer. So it's kind of hard for me to take the logos down because I have, like, the old page on my hard drive on the other computer. So I'll do what I can. I'll try to take it.
All right.
See what I can do.
You know, I really went through a tough summer here with the, with these stupid Joey Kosers and all this crap, and I need to see another team up there. I need to see a different color than red.
Yeah, for those that don't remember, I lost a bet with one of our readers, Matt Diggs from Detroit.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of his filthy Red Wings, and I said if the Detroit wins the Cup, I'll put nothing but Detroit logos online all summer.
Yeah. And the summer's over, so it is.
It's kind of like seeing Stevie Eiserman, though, right? Stevie Eiserman, he's a good guy.
I guess, but whatever. Red Wing's a Red Wing, as far as I'm concerned. You're all bastards to me. Sorry.
All right, yeah, so, I'll try. So it's really been 2 weeks since I can.
Yeah, training camp opened 2 weeks ago.
Because we promised Matt Diggs that we'd keep him up 2 extra weeks because when we interviewed Barnaby, we had a week of nothing but Barnaby logos.
Right.
And then we had a week of nothing but Fleury logos when we interviewed Fleury. So I promised him 2 extra weeks, but all right, tonight I'll see what I can do. I'll try and get the logos off there tonight.
Yeah. Throw Barnaby back up, something.
Yeah.
All right, we're pretty much done with the East, Mike, though. But,
there's still one team left. We need that eighth seed, and that's why I think when you look around, Toronto's just awful. They're not making it. Florida's just – I think Florida, you look at Florida, they could be sneaky because they actually have a great goaltender. Listen to me. They have a great goaltender in Thomas Vokoun and a very good blue line. They could be the deepest blue line in the conference when you go 1 through 6. So, but the only problem is they have no one who can score. I really don't know. Nathan Horton isn't going to be scoring without Jokinen. So I really don't see how they're ever going to score a goal.
They
have never scored a goal. Yeah, so Florida could be a dark horse there if things break their way. Maybe they could slip in there in number 8, but I don't think so.
No way.
I want to go with the Buffalo Donald Trumps. I think the Donald Trumps are going to get in there.
Why?
Ryan Miller, Tomas Vanek, Lindy Ruff, Donald Trumps. And you know Donald's going to spend as much money as needed to get this team into the playoffs.
That is true. He does have billions.
Yes, he does. So,
but
yeah.
I disagree, Mike Bell. I really think
Washington. You like Washington. Yeah, you think Washington. But, so is that the only bone of contention you have is that you think the Capitals are making it and then the Trumps would not make it then?
Yes.
So you think Tampa Bay wouldn't make it, though, even if they don't win the division?
I don't know. See, I don't know. I mean, you know, who'd they pick up? Every Penguin. So they got Stahl and Roberts and Recchi. Yeah, not this year. Not yet.
Did you say they have Stahl? You mean Malone, right?
Did I say Stahl?
I think so. We'll have to check the tape. But
all right. Yeah, well, no. They didn't get Jordan Stahl.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Oh, don't forget Michelle Ouellette. Is Michelle Ouellette still down there?
Really? He might be. Somebody just picked him up in our fantasy hockey league, I think.
Who canceled?
Exactly. I'll tell you who canceled. Rob Rossi canceled. That's his
name. So that's the old Prince of Wales. Prince of Wales.
Yeah.
I think they're the 18s. All right, now I'm west in the old Campbell Conference.
All right.
Campbell is top heavy. They're very top heavy over out west. The 5 best teams out there are pretty set. Detroit, even though I hate them. They play in the worst division in hockey, so they just get wicked points from just beating up on the Blues and Blackhawks and Predators and Blue Jackets, you know, awful, awful division. So they'll be up there. They'll probably win the number 1 seed again just because they get to beat up on the Little Sisters of the Poor all the time.
Yeah.
And then you got the Dallas Stars are going to be very good. San Jose Sharks are going to be very good. The Ducks will be the Ducks. It's a good solid team. I think Calgary will win the Northwest. And so those top 5, I think, are secure. Now, the bottom 3 in the Campbell are anyone's guess. Really, literally any 3 teams could fill out those bottom 3 spots except for the Kings. The Kings will finish that last.
Why do you say that?
I'm sorry. Because they're just terrible. They have a lot of good talent, though. So don't get discouraged, fans of the Kings. I know there's at least 1 or 2 of you out there. Don't be upset. You'll be very good. Hey, I was a Quebec Nordiques fan back in the day. You have to take your lumps, you know? And eventually you get Sakic, you get Nolan, you get Sundin, you get Forsberg, you know, and you turn the corner. That's
and you get shipped off to Denver.
Yes. So maybe the Kings can get shipped off to Vegas pretty soon. But, yeah, don't you worry, Kings. You'll be good, but just not this year. Not this year.
Well, that's a way to pump up next week's guest. Like,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Kings fans. Yeah. The Kings
and I think the Earl Sleek is a big Kings fan. So we'll talk to him all about the Kings.
Nice.
Andre
like
Kopitar,
Michael?
Yeah, I love Andre Kopitar.
Love that guy.
Dustin Brown. They have a lot of good players, but Takes time. Jonathan Bernier, he's not going to be in net this year, I don't think. I think they're going to go with Jason Hanna-Barbera in net. And then, but Bernier, when he's there, he's the real deal. He's got the goods. So maybe 2 years from now, Bernier will be there, and then you got some. But yeah, so the Kings, but everyone else in the Campbell Conference could make those final three spots. It just pull names out of a hat. So I'll probably go with Chicago. I remember I told Leahy, I think Chicago's still a year away, but that's before I looked at the rest of the teams in the West. They're all just terrible. I mean, any one of them could be there, but any one of them can also just suck. I don't think Columbus has enough yet. I mean, Hitchcock could coach him in there, but they still don't have a center for Nash. So I really don't see them making that next jump to the playoffs. Colorado, it's going to be a down year for the Avalanche, I'm afraid. We got Tony Granato in there behind the bench. We've seen that before. You know, that's not going to work out. But once again, I'm calling it. I called it when it first happened. He's just holding it down. He's keeping the seat warm for Patrick Waugh. That's it. Book it.
Yeah.
Waugh will be the coach of the Colorado Avalanche next year. And that will be glorious.
Will he be the coach or will he be the goalie?
Goalie. You know,
I mean, because you figure you got the Sakic, the Forsberg, the Foot, the Yell, the all them goofy bastards are back. So why not just throw Waugh back in that and see if you can play New Jersey again in some sort of finals? Like it'd be.
Well, Forsberg, Forsberg's still unsigned and he's probably retired. So.
Oh,
yeah.
That brings
it to yeah. It sounds like he's having more problems with his foot and whatnot. So chances are he's going to hang him up. But that's shit.
It really is. Yeah.
All right, Vancouver. Vancouver could be all right. Hey, yeah, we got to talk about Vancouver. Did you see they just named Roberto Luongo their captain?
I saw that.
Now, what the hell? I always was told you can't name the goalies the captain, but apparently you can name them the captain. They just can't wear the C on their sweater. They can't talk to the referees during games, and they can't take ceremonial face-offs. But other than that.
Okay. Well, then,
Well, what's the point of having them as the captain? But why can't goaltenders have a C on their sweater? Really?
I don't know.
Like, what's the reasoning behind that?
Yeah, that is an interesting question, Mike Dell. It doesn't make sense why they couldn't have a team.
No, it's just stupid.
Yeah.
So I don't even think they should be allowed. Either everyone can be a captain, and the goaltenders can be captains, which I think they should be, or no goaltenders can be captain, not even a name only, you know, because that's just silly. Oh, he's our captain, except with everything that has to be done on the ice as a captain, you know, that's just stupid. So it's more ceremonial than anything. And but of the NHL teams, goaltenders who could be captains, Luongo, probably Vokoun down in Florida actually nowadays, maybe Ryan Miller in Buffalo, the way they're going. And then, but Marty Turco in Dallas, if not for Brendan Morrow. Morrow's a great captain, but if he wasn't there, Turco could be a captain. And then, of course, DiPietro in Long Island. I think they're your goaltenders that could be captains.
What about Brodeur?
Ooh, I forgot about Brodeur. That's why you're here, Larry. That's why you're here, Larry, to remind me of the second greatest goaltender in the history of the game.
That's
otherwise,
right.
I just forget about
the greatest goalie ever.
Martin Brodeur. I just like to say his name. Martin
Brodeur.
It's
Brodeur. Fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, he would definitely be the captain in New Jersey. All right, so Vancouver. Vancouver's going to suck.
They lost Brad Isbister, so right there, and they're off to a bad start already. The season's already on a downer when you lose Isbister. You got to fear the Isbister.
Yeah, Larry, you used to draft Brad Isbister every year in our fantasy hockey league, and then you tell people to fear the Isbister.
That's right, fear the Isbister. He's in Ottawa now, Mike Dell, so that's probably why you think they're going to take the number one seed. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now that I know he's there, yes. I was wavering between them and Montreal for that top seed, but I'm going to go with Ottawa now.
That's right. You fear the Easter. That's right.
Yeah, and I'll write up some sort of thing for the website. I'll post it tomorrow. I've been very busy.
I was wondering. Today, I was doing some research. I actually did some research and stuff for the show today, Mike Dell. And I'm like, well, I'll go over to LCS, see what Mike Dell wrote, and then just copy all that stuff down.
I really agree. I got to tell you, I'm really burned out on the hockey stuff. You know?
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, it was fun when I started it when I was 19, you know, but 14 years later, and I'm still talking about hockey? Come on.
But now you have a radio show of hockey and the website and
I'm kind of painting myself into a corner, you know?
Yeah, the pornos. It's like, you're in a trap now. You kind of have to do it.
Kind of sucks.
And it's kind of bad to be burned out before the season has even started.
Yes, it is.
It's
yes,
a long
yes,
one.
Yes, it is. So, Vancouver. Vancouver's not going to be very good. But you never know, because Alain Vigneault, he could be the first coach fired, Or maybe he'll whip him back into a defensive juggernaut. Who knows? Luongo's going to have a strong year, but he's going to be overwhelmed because Canucks, not so much. They did get Pavel Demitra, and they got those creepy Sedin twins. So I think they could hover right there. They could easily be in that 6, 7, or 8 spot as well, you know, but I don't know. I'm picking them to finish down lower. And then so Chicago, that leaves us Chicago. Like I said, our buddy Sean Leahy picked them to make the playoffs, and I thought, no, that's a year too soon. But when you look at the other teams, eh, why not Chicago, you know?
You love Patrick Kane.
Yeah, I do like the Patrick Kane and the Jonathan Taves, and so we'll go. I hate Brian Campbell though. You know?
Well,
yeah, we should mention Chicago waived the Nikola Haviboulin. Larry, have you read any more about the Haviboulin? Anything going on?
No, I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him catch on anywhere yet. I saw it was either yesterday or Monday that he did get waived, but that's all I know of as of right now.
Because I would imagine. Well, if they're smart, the Capitals will go after him. But after they just gave all that money to Theodore, they're not going to do that. But you would think he'd have to end up in L.A., right? So we'll talk to our buddy Earl Sleek next week about that, if Haviboulin still hasn't signed.
All right.
But so as I was saying, yeah, Vancouver and then Chicago. I'm picking Chicago to make playoffs. And then I think I'm going to go with Edmonton. I think Edmonton is going to sneak in this year.
Nice.
Good young team there. Yeah, the Cogliano and the Nielsen and the Gagne there, a lot of good young talent. And Sheldon Surrey back, if his shoulder can stay in place. And Lubomir Vrsnovsky up there now. And I just want to see an Edmonton-Anaheim playoff series so we can have Kevin Lowe versus Brian Burke. You know, oh, that'd be glorious.
There'd be all kinds of trash talking going on in the paper.
Yeah, that'd be great. Bullet so I'm going to root for Edmonton to make the playoffs. And then here's the Minnesota. I think Minnesota's going to slip because Brian Rolston, losing Brian Rolston, that's a big deal in Minnesota. Like, I think people are under, estimating how big that is. And they also lost to Demitra. And Gavrik's contract is going to get be a big pain before the season's out. So I think Minnesota's going to slide. So they're going to fall out. And Colorado will fall out. And I think the Phoenix Coyotes, I'm picking them to be the eighth seed in the West. The Phoenix Coyotes.
Nice. I could see that. They seem to be they turned it on right after they got Bruce Golov last year. They seemed to come alive. And
they added Olli Jokinen, and Jokinen ain't no joke. He's a hell of a hockey player. So Jokinen, a full season of Vrzgalov, and they got the Kyle Turris coming up, good young rookie. Yeah, they got a lot of good young talent there in Phoenix. But their only problem is they're in the Pacific. And the Pacific is just a beast of a division with the Anaheim, the, of course, the Kings, and then the Dallas Stars and the San Jose Sharks. When you're playing Dallas, San Jose, and Anaheim 18 times a year, because they reduced it now to 6 times, that's brutal, you know?
Yeah.
But hopefully Phoenix can suck it up and sneak into the playoffs. So
it's definitely not the Central Division, that's for sure.
Yeah, so Nashville, yeah, Barry Trotz, I mean, he does it every year. He gets Nashville as a contender, but it's got to end eventually, and I think this is the year they slip out. So the big headlines, though, are I'm picking Phoenix to make it in the West.
Nice.
I'm picking Washington to miss the playoffs.
I hate it.
And I'm picking a big year for Ottawa coming back, at least in the regular season. I think those are the headlines, probably. Oh, and the Rangers missing the playoffs. But I don't know. I think that's pretty much expected. I really don't
think so. Yeah, I think so. I like the Rangers, though.
I'm
New York teams.
I'm not a fan. Oh, and I also picked Atlanta to be really bad. So that's going out on a limb. But
not really. No, not really.
So and then I think the Stanley Cup Finals, though, I think it's going to be your Pittsburgh Penguins.
Ooh.
Against the Dallas Stars. Yeah, I think the Penguins are going to get back there again because I think they're going to tread water until they get Gonchar and Whitney back, and that'll be huge. And then Shiro's going to add somebody at the deadline, probably a Gabrick or a Havlett, somebody like that. And the Pens are going to make another run.
I would love to see it, Mike Dell, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I just don't think people appreciate just how special Sidney Crosby is. Sidney Crosby is destined to win Stanley Cups. It's his birthright. Like, he's a freak of nature. And I don't think people around the country understand that yet. But when you see this kid every day, he's born to win Stanley Cups, and he will win them. And it starts now, you know?
It's his destiny.
Yeah, it is his destiny. And Sidney Crosby will get his first cup against the Stars, the same franchise that 66 got his cup against, you know?
Yeah,
it all works out.
Yeah. That's if Dallas gets there and if the Penguins get there, because I don't see that happening, Mike, though.
Really? Huh.
Nah.
Would you care to wager on this?
Yeah, absolutely. What are we going to do?
Well, who are you picking?
I think, you know, I could see the Flyers going to the finals this year. I really could.
Yeah, I don't see it with the. I can't see it with their blue line. They're missing something there on the defense. But who knows? Maybe
well,
they'll add stuff in the
team either.
Yeah, and maybe you know Bobby Clark there. Well, you know Clark's still the guy in charge, even though they say he isn't. Maybe they'll add somebody there at the deadline too. You never know. That's the thing. It's impossible to judge in teams before the season. But that's why I do have the confidence in the Penguins because Ray Shiro. I think he'll do what's needed to get the team back to where it was last year. And Dallas. I'm calling. Also, you can book this. Marian Hossa does not finish a full season with the Detroit Red Wings.
What? He'll play like shipped out or he gets hurt?
Yeah. He'll get hurt. He'll play like 50, 60 games. That's it. He will miss the playoffs. He'll miss everything.
That would be
he
awesome.
Yeah, we never want to, you know, wish anyone injury, but come on. It's karma. It's going to get you.
Yeah, we don't want to wish anybody injury, but that would be awesome. All I'm going to say, Michael.
Yeah, Hossa, we wish you the best, buddy, but yeah, you're going down. You know,
yeah.
Sure as 10 dimes will buy a dollar, you're getting injured. And, yeah, so there you go.
That's a lot of hockey already.
Yeah, that was a lot of hockey. Kid Crosby's going to win the Art Ross Trophy.
Okay.
Kid Crosby's going to win the Hart Trophy.
All right.
I would imagine Ovechkin's going to win the Richard Trophy, top goal scorer. Let's see, what else can I say?
I think Kid Crosby's going to win the Vezina.
Yeah, Kid Crosby. You know what?
Exactly.
I think Marty Turco is going to win the Vezina. How about them apples?
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that's out on a limb right there, Mike.
That is. Because the obvious choice is Berger again. You know, he wins it. I think Turco. I want to go Turco. Mm-hmm. Just mix it up. And Norris Trophy, I'm going Fanoff. Dion Fanoff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You got all kinds of crazy predictions.
I'm very good.
Let's see who Sean Leahy's picking for all these. He's taking Jerome Iginla with the Hart Trophy.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
Steve Stamkos with the Calder, and the Vezina's going to Lundqvist.
No.
He put Marty Turco at number two.
Yeah, the Rangers are gonna get shelled this year, don't.
Yeah. What else? The Norris, he says Lidstrom. The Selkie is Zetterberg. And the Jack Adams Trophy goes to Craig McTavish.
Yeah, that's a possibility. But, you know, if Phoenix makes the playoffs, you know who's getting the Jack Adams. Wayne Gretzky. They love
Wayne
Gretzky.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Yep.
They're dying to get that guy on TV.
Yep. So,
non-gambling. So, So yeah,
Saturday, that's a lot of hockey.
2:30. Yeah, that is a lot of hockey. Now,
any other hockey questions you'd like to ask me, Larry?
Yes. Is this the weekend with the big Def Leppard concert? Because I'm looking forward to the Love Is Like a Bomb.
Don't know. I have no idea. I posted that on the LCS. Why don't you go to the LCS, Larry? And I'm still without a computer, so I don't know. Go to the LCS and see the little Def Leppard story there.
Okay.
Yeah, Def Leppard is going to play a rock and roll concert for the kids.
Oh, October 9th. Yeah.
October 9th.
Look out. If you get the verses and you love the Def Leppard, because I'm sure there's a huge percentage of audience that loves Def Leppard and gets verses. October 9th, your night.
Love is like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Def Leppard is playing a rock and roll show for the NHL. You're doing Tom Wopat jokes. What year is this?
What year is this? Exactly.
Def Leppard.
Right.
Wow. What, were the Scorpions booked?
What?
Def Leppard.
Well, they might be kicking off the European leg.
God bless the NHL, huh? The more they try.
the more they try to be hip, the further away they push themselves from it. There's no doubt about
that.
Yeah,
this is terrible. Oh, unbelievable. NHL.
Like, get that Rihanna or something.
I wish the NHL were smarter just so I'd realize how dumb it was. You know, they just have no idea what they're doing. But the other big thing, because, you know, when you're trying to drum up support in North America and especially in the United States, the one thing you really want to do is take your premier player from your premier team and have him start the season in Sweden.
There you go.
Yeah. It's good thinking there, NHL. Well done.
And then don't put the game on.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, wait for your big, you know, I'm sure the Flyers are playing. Like, who is the game on versus? Do we know?
I have no idea.
Toronto,
yeah, Detroit. Yeah, you know it's going to be Detroit.
Yeah, of course.
After the Def Leppard game. Because they had to find something even gayer than Def Leppard. So they're like, oh, hey, the Detroit Red Wings.
Come on, man. There's nothing wrong with Def Leppard.
Really?
Come on, dude. Yeah.
That's the side you want to take in this.
I'm not saying I like Def Leppard. I'm not saying I don't like Def Leppard. Come on.
What's your favorite Def Leppard song, Larry?
Let's Get Rocked. Come on, I suppose the rock's out of the question. That's like one of the greatest lines in music history.
Well, is that their new song? I don't even know a Def Leppard song. Let's Get Rocked, is that their new anthem for the NHL?
I don't have any idea. No, this song's old.
The reason they're playing this concert is because they figure, we just wrote a song that's going to be the new NHL anthem around arenas all across the league.
Really?
And yeah, and they're very excited about it. And it's going to be the new Rock and Roll Part 2, you know. Without the child pornography.
Okay, that's good.
It's gonna be just like that. It's gonna be great.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the article right now, and they got a new album, Songs from the Sparkle Lounge. That doesn't sound rocky at all. That sounds very Murph and the Magic Tones to me.
Oh, another good Blues Brothers reference, Murph and the Magic Tones. I once played on a deck hockey team called Murph and the Magic Tones.
Nice. Hey, Mike Dell, yeah. Don't you go changing.
Yeah, that's right. Quando, quando, tu verras. Quando, 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 quando. Hey, don't you get changed. Blues Brothers.
That's a great movie. I love it.
The best, Jerry. The best. All right. Well, so we're done talking hockey, and the Ed's not here. The Ed hasn't called in yet.
No Ed tonight.
All right. Well, that's unfortunate. But we'll recap the Ed's picks last week. He went 7-6, the big football picks. So his season total, 31-27-1.
There you go. That's not bad. It's not good, but it's not bad.
The Ed also won his fantasy football game against Frenchie. Maybe we should wait, though, because maybe the Ed will call. Because lately, when he calls, we tell him to call in at 7 his time. So maybe
That's true.
He's just waiting to call in at 7. So maybe we should wait.
Maybe he's in Italy with Jim Iovino.
Yeah, what about Jim Iovino? Just taking off for Italy.
Yeah, I'm going to Italy next week. Nice show.
Frankly,
so,
I don't even like going to my kitchen. You know.
I don't even like making spaghetti. That's all.
And Jim Iovino is going to Italy.
And he was in Italy. Was it last year when we had some kind of fantasy something draft?
He's usually in Italy when we have fantasy drafts of some sort. But I just want to know how's he getting the money to go to Italy? Do you think he's dipping into the old. The old LCS hockey kitty a little bit. He's like,
I don't know. Is there a kitty? I was never informed of any kitty.
Yeah, never. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. No. I'm just making that up. Don't worry about it.
Maybe Lee is paying for his sorry ass.
Yeah, that's probably his woman.
Or maybe he embezzled funds from NBC4 in Washington.
Yeah, NBC4 in Washington. Yeah. Jim Iovino. If you live in the Washington area, turn on NBC4 there in Washington, and you can see the Jim Iovino on a box. Sometimes he does little reports, and they make him stand on a box.
It's Jim on a box.
All right, Larry.
So,
what do you want to talk about now, Larry?
All right, well, you want to talk about a little bit of TV since the fall season's underway?
Let's talk some TV. You got the theme song?
Yes, sir.
LCS Hockey, talking TV.
Television? Oh, yeah! Now I remember, this isn't television, this is television.
All right. So, The Office started last week, Mike Dell. Did you watch it?
Yes, I did. Yes.
And?
Yes, I did. It was okay.
It wasn't terrible, though. No.
It wasn't horrible.
It was not horrible. It was funny at times.
But can we put an end to the hour-long episodes of The Office already?
Yes.
Because they are just killers. Oh,
I don't like hour-long episodes of sitcoms.
Yes, it never works out. Never works out. Although, I think The Office, wasn't the Benihana episode, wasn't that an hour-long episode in season two?
I believe it was.
That was season three. Yeah, the Benihana.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was hour-long, and that was good. But, hour-long for sitcom, that's just a slow, painful death.
Yeah, it never works. Never works.
Seinfeld tried it on numerous occasions and failed miserably each time.
Well, I wouldn't say the Keith Hernandez one failed. That one's pretty
good. Oh, yeah, that was a good one, actually, yeah.
Yeah, with the magic loogie.
See, I was thinking that was a to-be-continued. That was actually a one-hour special show.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was a to-be-continued. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Who cares?
But we'll do the research. We'll look it up. But and when I say we'll do the research, I mean we won't do the research because we just
right.
don't care. Yeah.
We just make it look like we're giving the effort.
But The Office, I like that new lady they got there who took over Toby's spot. I miss Toby,
yeah.
though. You know, Toby was like one of my favorite guys on the whole show.
He was on the last 5 seconds or 10 seconds of the
yeah.
episode Thursday.
Yeah, I saw that. That was nice. But I like that new broad they got in the office who kind of wants to get with Michael, but now Michael, you know, is too nerdy to get with her.
Right. Yeah, she's kind of like the female version of Michael. She's kind of
yeah, and it's basically
weird.
Just Pam and Jim over again. You know, do we really need that? Well, once again, the problem with The Office now, it's too sitcom-y now. They lost what they were supposed to be about. It was supposed to be a documentary about life in an office.
Right.
You know, the workplace, the office itself was the star, you know?
Yeah.
And they totally lost that whole premise. And so now it's just like a sitcom.
Right.
And it's not as good. It's nowhere
it's
near as good.
It's not as good, but it was better than anything last season.
Well, last season was god-awful until the writer's strike. And then once
yeah.
they came back from the writer's strike, I think enough people were telling them, hey, your show sucks, that they they switched it up. And they actually wrote some good shows after the writer's strike. Like the season finale last year was good. Was that an hour-long
yeah.
one? Because that was a good show. And then,
yeah,
it
was an hour-long one.
There was like one or two other good episodes right at the end of the season. But the first half of season four was just dreadful. Unwatchable.
Yes.
I'm not even buying those DVDs. They need to learn from their mistakes. It's a tough lesson that they need to learn.
You'll show them, Mike Dell.
Yes, I will. They'll miss my $30. And no, I would. Yeah.
but they brought Ryan Howard back. He's
yeah.
filling in for Pam while Pam's at school. So that was
that's funny.
Good.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
funny.
He tries to apologize to Jim and. Talking about how he's working in the, you know, working to keep his community a better place and all that. Jim asked him, well, is that your court-appointed community service? And Ryan says, I don't need a judge to tell me to keep my community clean. And then Jim says, yeah, but he did anyway, didn't he? that whole dynamic with Ryan and Jim, I like it. I like having Ryan back. His little notebook, he was taking notes. That was pretty good. All in all, I'd still say it was like a 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah, I'd give it a 7. It was a solid 7. I like that they let Jim, you know, propose to Pam and get it out of the way because I thought they were going to drag that on all season, and that's just ridiculous. You don't need that.
You know what I didn't like, though? It was kind of like she went to that school, and 10 minutes later, she's already kind of chumming up with a guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she kind of met that guy in her class who's kind of quirky and has an odd sense of humor, saying that the old lady was his girlfriend and all that. And it's like, it was 3 years of Jim and Pam courting and, you know, this and that and Roy and all kinds of crap. And then the second she's out of his sight, she's kind of chumming up with another guy already, which I thought was
yeah,
lame.
I hope they don't make her, you know,
Lottie?
Some cooking with another guy, because that would just be horrible.
Yes.
Like, no one needs that, you know?
I might not watch The Office anymore.
Yeah, I would quit watching The Office if because it's just needless drama that they're just, you know, forcing into the show.
Right, I don't want that.
If you want to have, first of all, they shouldn't have any more romance in this stinking office.
No.
But the Michael and his lady, that blonde, that's funny.
Right, and same with Dwight and Angela, like, banging in the storeroom. Like, that's funny. You can do that all day, but I do not want to get into, like, I don't want a very special wedding episode.
Yes.
I don't want that. Just stay at the damn office and do your office Olympics and throw Creed into the mix. Oh, Creed,
yeah.
That wasn't a tapeworm. Creed, he had a couple good lines in this week's episode.
More Creed. That's the best. Well, you want to overdo
Creed.
The Creed. Yeah, Creed's great. Creed's great.
Yeah, he is great.
Of course, what's the best Creed line ever? You remember?
About the mung beans?
No, the mung beans is all right. Season 2, when Jim tells Michael that he has a crush on Pam there, and then Michael lets it slip to the rest of the office, and someone, I can't even remember, I think it was Kevin, talking to Creed, and he goes, did you hear? Jim's in love with Pam. And Creed goes, really? Which one's Pam? That's the best Creed line ever.
You know, another great Creed line is when they find the joint at the in the parking lot, and Dwight's quizzing everybody with his little policeman uniform on, and he asked he has this picture of like a big pile of marijuana, a photograph of it, and he shows it to Creed, and he says to Creed, "You know what that is?" And Creed's like, "Yep, that's Northern Lights Cannabis Indica." And Dwight's like, "Nah, it's marijuana." So you know Creed's smoking the hooch.
Yeah. And it's funny how you picked that line as the funniest.
Huh. Well, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, The Office was one of the best shows ever. And then last year it just sucked. And then this year hopefully they'll rebound. But the biggest mistake they made, right out of the gate, episode one, that blonde-haired girl, I don't even know her name. The new
Holly Fox?
Holly, yes. Last year it ended where she thought Kevin was retarded.
Yeah.
He thought, and it was hilarious. Like, you know, Kevin's
right.
Not retarded. He's just, you know, he's just Kevin.
He's Kevin.
So they started this season with it again, like her thinking, and it was so funny, you know. But then they just ended it right away. They just pulled the plug on it. Like, they should have kept that running all season, you know.
Yeah.
That would have been great. But,
Pam,
so,
you weigh 220 pounds. I just wish they would get back to the roots of the show, go back to the season one, season two kind of episodes. You'd be golden again. You could run that show for 10 years.
Yeah. Aren't you surprised they even came back? Like, didn't you think they would have just, now that, I guess we owe it because Leatherhead sucked so bad at the box office, maybe. That. But you think, you know, Jim, Pam, and Steve Carell, they're all making the movies. You know,
yeah.
Steve Carell's Get Smart. He's Maxwell Smart. He doesn't need The Office anymore.
You know? Yeah, well, I mean, Get Smart did so well, even its biggest fan didn't go see it.
Who's
you
that?
You didn't go see Get Smart, did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, and I reviewed it on the show. Where were you, dude?
I tend to zone out. I got the ESPN News on a lot, and I'm really fascinated with box scores and whatnot. Did you see Get Smart? How was it? I don't remember.
Oh, man. It was pretty awful. I gave it like a here's the thing. The first half hour, well, first of all, it's nothing like the TV show at all. They just totally screwed the whole premise. So that, you know, infuriated me. The first half hour is just ridiculously bad. Like, it's unwatchable. I almost got up and walked out of the theater. That's how bad it was.
Wow. You know?
But then it hits like the midway point, and then it gets decent. It's tolerable. It's like you know, it's pretty good. And then like the last 10 minutes or so, you actually see him get in the old style outfit in the car and whatnot, and say, "Hey, that's kind of Maxwell Smartish." So overall, I gave it a 5 or 6 because it's like half a movie. You know, the first half is just terrible. It's like a reverse Stripes. You know.
Yeah.
The second half good, yeah. First half terrible.
Right.
But, yeah, but it really was a big hit for them. So I think they're making sequels, right?
Really?
Yeah, it was like an enormous hit.
Get Smart?
Yeah, go Google it or IMDb it up or whatever. It was like a huge hit.
All right. I'll look it up. I didn't think it was that big of a hit. I didn't think it did that good at the box office. Do you think it broke 100 million?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Like it,
that
it was like the
amazing.
It was the leading movie at the box office like 2 or 3 weeks in a row there.
All right. Well, I'll see if I can find it while we're talking here.
Just go into the old IMDb and get smarted up. And
129 million.
Yeah.
How many times did you go see it? Holy heck, 129. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it was a big hit. I don't know why, but it was. So they're making sequels, I believe. Yeah.
Probably The Rock.
Yeah, it had The Rock. Dwayne The Rock
Johnson. That's why it was a big hit. The Rock makes some money.
But the big bad thing with it that was just awful is they had, I think that Terrence Stamp guy was playing Siegfried, and they didn't make Siegfried funny. And, like, that was one of the big things in the show that was so cool. Siegfried was funny, you know?
I see. So is it kind of like serious at points?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, there's Siegfried. He's not a funny guy at all. He's just, like, you know, kind of a dick, and that was, like, the big thing. He wasn't funny.
I see. Yeah, I'm not gonna. With it, Get Smart got a 52% on the Rotten Tomatoes.
Seems about right. Like, it's half a movie, you know, so 52 would be about right.
There you go. We were talking about The Office.
Yeah, The Office. Yeah.
But rumor has it that they're bringing Roy back again. Now that could be an interesting angle. Like, if they just, like, maybe if he wants to fight Jim, Or maybe he's mad at Dwight for macing him.
Yeah, I think that's terrible. I think it's terrible. Yeah,
we'll see. Maybe they said just a couple, maybe two, three episodes.
That's two or three episodes too much. Don't need it.
You don't like Roy?
No.
All right. What about the Entourage? You said you liked the Entourage?
Yeah, I watched the Entourage. I just watched an episode tonight, the one from Sunday that I missed. And I don't know what they were thinking, but they actually had Johnny Drama go on The View.
Ooh.
Did you see this? Yeah.
I haven't seen any Entourage yet this year.
It's been okay. It's been pretty good. But so this most recent episode, Johnny Drama, whatever that show is he's on, what's the name of that show? The Five Boroughs?
Five Brothers or Five Towns? Or
Burrows, I believe. Something like that. Is that it? Anyway.
Yeah.
So the View's on location somewhere, and him and the rest of the cast go on The View, and there's Whoopi Goldberg and Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Yikes.
She's on. Yeah, what is going on? And the whole scene is just so terrible. It's so poorly written and conceived, and this is awful.
So how is this season? Just okay, or is it...
Yeah, it's not spectacular or anything, but it's good, you know.
How's Drama?
Drama's been good. He was dating this girl in from Europe there. I don't even remember what country. And so when he moved back to the States, they were like... doing over the webcam and whatnot, IMing each other all day long and whatnot.
Right.
And then he broke up with her, and he was all sad because he got dumped. He's been good. Yeah, you see, Ari won the Emmy. Old Jeremy Piven, he won the Emmy.
I saw that.
Yeah, I like the Ari.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, you watch the ESPN all the time, right?
ESPN News.
Oh, well... Because on ESPN, sometimes in the morning, like on ESPN2 and whatnot, they have this guy. He looks just like Lloyd. You know, Ari's Secretary Lloyd?
Oh, yeah.
He looks and acts just like Lloyd. And
I know who he's talking about. It's
what
not Michael Kim,
on,
is it?
No.
It's not Michael.
No.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, though.
Yeah, but, he talks like Lloyd. He, I don't know, looks like Lloyd, acts like Lloyd. And
maybe it is Lloyd.
Yeah, it was freaking me out a little bit.
I like Lloyd, though. Lloyd's good on that show.
Oh, yeah. Lloyd is hilarious on that show.
Yeah. Yeah, Lloyd's good times.
So, yeah, the Entourage is okay. Nothing, spectacular. But I did watch a new show just last night. I watched two episodes of it. And then I watched an episode today. Our buddy Brandon Damashek, cousin Brandon, he recommended it.
Dead to Me?
No. Our buddy, cousin Brandon. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen this?
I haven't, but I picture it as an Arrested Development kind of show.
You're picturing kind of wrong. But it's very funny, though. It's actually very funny.
See, right away, you know what spoils it for me right off the bat is Danny DeVito. Like, I can't.
Yeah,
I don't like that dude. I don't think he's funny. He's
Louis De Palma. He's one of the great characters ever on TV, Louis De Palma.
Taxi sucks.
Taxi is great.
We drive a taxi.
Taxi's tremendous. But, it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's a unique show. I like it because it has an interesting little rhythm and a cadence to it, the dialogue, the way it's delivered. I really enjoyed it. It's nothing like anything you've ever seen before.
Really?
Apparently, these crazy kids, they were just doing it on the YouTube, right? And then someone saw it, I think the Danny DeVito or somebody, and then they said, hey, let's make the show. And you know who the producer is Freddie Savage, your old...
really?
Yeah, Kevin, what's his name? What's his name?
Arnold.
Yeah, Kevin Arnold.
Little Kevin Arnold.
Yeah.
So give it. How much is Danny DeVito in it?
It's set in a bar. Like, Danny DeVito owns the bar, and then the other employees of the bar... It's not like Cheers, though.
Yeah. Philly style, it sounds like now.
Yeah, no. It's not like that at all. But it's not like a classic sitcom set, like, as far as the cameras and whatnot. Yeah, it's very funny. It's very funny.
Because, Cousin Brandon's got crap taste in pretty much everything. So, I'm a little weary already.
Yeah, everything's sunny in Philadelphia, or It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That's the name of it, right? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Apparently, this is the third season they're on already.
Wow.
Hey,
we got the Ed.
Oh, sweet. All right, so yeah, watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
The Ed. Hello. Hello.
Hey, Ed, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, nothing. What you guys doing?
We just got the Big Fake Radio Show, and we're just talking it up. We're talking about TV. Do you like the TV?
Yeah, it's on every day.
You like the
it is.
Yeah, that's right. The Ed likes the good times and the Sanford and Son. The Ed, I was watching a show called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Have you ever watched that?
I've seen one episode. They got the Danny DeVito is on there.
Yes.
And Rhea Perlman is his wife.
No, I don't. Yeah, she's not on the show, though, I don't think.
Yeah, that's
or is
his
she?
Wife, though.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
I've only seen
one episode.
Yeah, I've seen three, so maybe she is. I don't know. But
they should put Heather Locklear on that show.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard Heather Locklear just got arrested, right, Larry? Didn't you see that?
Yeah, what? I hear it's a setup, though.
Oh.
Smoking Bill?
No. It's a whole gossipy kind of story. Some kind of vengeful magazine reporter or something turned her in.
I hate gossip. I don't like when people don't tell the truth.
That's right, Dad.
Yeah. So, Ed, how are you doing, buddy? You sound a little tired or down or something. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm hurt again. Lost our dodgeball game last night, and I got
it. But, Ed, what are you doing playing dodgeball when you have a bad back?
That's what hurts again. I'm not feeling too hot.
Hey, how'd Vegas
man,
go?
My goodness. Did you watch football this week?
Yes.
Oh, good Lord. I thought I was about to have 19 heart attacks.
Why's that?
I lost 9 games out of 10 that I bet.
Wow.
Yeah, and I bet $100 on every single game.
Ooh, the Ed.
Yeah, $600.
Something like that. Like 3,000 or 4,000, it felt like.
On the picks you gave us, the Ed, you went 7-6.
Yeah, I know. It's bad times in Ridgemont High.
Now, that's a good movie. The old Bad Times at Ridgemont High. Did you like that movie, the Ed?
Yeah, I like that movie a lot. Hey, bud, let's party.
Yeah, did you ever smoke the weed?
Yeah, earlier tonight I did.
Nice.
On my back, because my back hurt.
Yeah. Now, how do you do that? You bong it up, or what do you do? You roll it up? What do you do with your... What do you do?
Nah, Frank will roll it on up.
He rolls it.
He does it. I don't know how to do it.
Now, have you ever seen the Harold and Kumar movies? You should watch those now. Hilarious.
Harold and Lumar.
Harold and Lumar. So, tell the people, tell the listeners, you're in a dodgeball league. Right? You and Franklin?
Yeah, we lost all 11 games this year.
Oof.
Yeah.
What's your team name?
I don't even know. I don't even know if we got a team name on our show. We just wear gray t-shirts.
Yeah.
Got numbers on them. I'm number 3.
Like Babe Ruth.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's a good number 3, Babe Ruth.
Yeah, I'm number 3. Franklin went number, what do you got, 88? I think you 88.
Lindros.
Yeah. How many people are on a dodgeball team?
Well, you play 6 at a time. On our league, I don't know if every league's like that, but you get 6 people on a team, and then you run. I don't run that much, but you got to go to the center of the court and get the ball, and then you got to hit somebody with. I caught one ball. A kid threw it. The first time I caught it, guy threw the ball at me. I mean, that thing, I had a big welt on my belly when I caught it. And that kid had to go sit down on the side. His team was mad at him. And then I threw it, and then I didn't get nobody, and then I turned around, was walking. Guy mad at me back in the back of the head. I was like, oh, this guy. Glasses
now,
flew off.
Are you allowed to hit people in the head? Because when we were kids playing the dodgeball, if you got hit in the head, you weren't allowed. Like, that was okay. You know, you weren't allowed to throw people in the head.
We ain't kids, I guess, because they didn't say nothing about it. They said, go sit down.
Oh,
I had to go pick up my glasses.
I didn't even realize you wore glasses, the Ed.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. You know,
I
got to
get a
picture
of this guy.
Huh?
I got to get a picture of you, the Ed. I want to see what you look like.
I can probably send you one.
Yeah, how about a picture of you in your Tennessee Titans sleeping bag holding that lantern?
Lantern broke, dumber.
Yeah, I know it broke, but, I mean, you could just hold it.
I don't got it no more. It's in the garbage.
Oh, damn.
Garbage man comes on Tuesday and Friday.
Tuesday and Friday? Wow.
Comes twice in a week. Twice in 1 week he comes. See, you can see how fast they go through our neighborhood, though. They just fly through, leaving trash, everything. I'm like, I thought you was the trash man to pick it up. You don't leave all the trash behind. Then there's a lady in our neighborhood. You know you're stupid. She just put all her stuff in a can and don't even put a lid on it and don't even, like, put a bag in and nothing. Stuff should be blowing and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
That's not good. I'm still fascinated by the dodgeball, though, the end. How did you injure yourself? Yeah, go ahead, Larry. Go ahead.
I just wanted to just get a general, what kind of league is this? Like, is this an 18 and over? Is this a 40 and over? What kind of, like, what are the age requirements in this dodgeball league?
I don't know. I'll probably be over at least 12 or 13, I'm sure.
there's not
little bitty kids, but there's probably, like, college kids and moms and dads and stuff. They all our team, I don't know why we got suckered into this thing. This is our second year playing. We won one game last year.
Wow.
But the team didn't show up. That's how we got to win.
How many teams are in the league?
I don't know. I think like eight.
Hmm.
I'd say about eight teams. We play about seven or eight different teams.
Now, do you play in a gymnasium?
I don't got the schedule in front of me.
Do you play in a gymnasium, or do you play outdoors?
No, it's indoors in the school. Yeah, school, basketball court where they put the basketball courts up, and you play on the floor there.
Huh.
You know, they put out five balls, and you run and get them, and then they throw them at each other.
I like the idea of this.
Yeah,
they're like kickballs.
Yeah,
you know, the red balls and red things. Man, I remember back in fifth grade when I played kickball in our class. We had like classes played each other, and I can remember when I was in fifth grade, I kicked that ball over this fat kid's head and ran around the bases, home run.
Nice.
You
know, you got to aim for the fat kid.
The ball. Yeah, always aim for the fat kid. He's the one
that's
doing it.
That's the key to kickball.
So how did you injure your back this time? Were you diving out of the way or something, or how did that?
The first game I got hit in the back of the head.
Uh-huh.
And then the second game, I tried to dodge the ball because it's called dodgeball, and a guy hit me in my leg, in my left leg, and it like slipped out from under me and I fell to the ground. You know, that seems to happen like every week.
I'm sorry to hear it.
Something in my back. Yeah, I ain't feeling too good. Then I smoked a little, you know, stuff to get ready.
So how are you feeling? Is it taking away the pain a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm going to take a muscle relaxer here in a minute. Relax my muscles.
I appreciate you calling in. Even though you're hurt and you're injured, you're playing through the pain like a true champion.
Yeah, I called earlier and it nothing happened.
Oh, really?
Just silence. I said, oh, these cats ain't pay their bill this month.
It says low ratings again. Well, Ed, I got some good news for you. You won your fantasy football game this week.
I'm sure I did.
And you know who you beat?
Yeah, my guys play. I beat that. I told you I was going to beat the gay kid.
You beat Frenchie.
I
beat our buddy Frenchie.
Yeah, I told you. I wouldn't say that too loud, but your buddies would hear.
Our buddy Matthew Mascalet, you beat him, good old Frenchie. And
I bet
you beat
him. What was the score? I bet I beat him by at least 30.
Yeah, 126-78.
That's a beat down. That guy, he got beat down like a kid. And I told
like
him, he couldn't mess with me. I told him. I said, once my guy stopped playing, listen, I'm going to tell you right now.
Uh-huh.
You seen this week in the NFL. A lot of teams got exposed for what they ain't. And when the Indianapolis Colts get all their people back, it's over.
The Colts were my pick, at the beginning of the season, I said the Colts are going to win the Super Bowl, but they're not going to have a great regular season. They're going to be like 9-7, 10-6, something like that in that area. They're going to sneak in the playoffs, and then they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Once that kid Jeff Saturday gets back, that's the whole key to that offensive line. A lot of people don't, they underestimate what the offensive line does. But that guy calls all the line plays. When Tate Manning's back there, you know, catch up 42 and mustard 19, and you know what you got to do, 36, you know, all that stuff. Jeff Saturday told him other four kids on the line with, listen, you got to block this other guy, you got to do this, and you got to spin around here and do that. You know, and that's what he tells them. And then that's why Peyton Manning can rely on that guy to make sure those guys up front know what they're doing. You notice, listen, if you notice and you watch all these games, I'm sure you do.
Yes.
The Colts hardly ever been in shotgun this year.
They can't be
in shotgun because they got a third string center. Dude used to play guard. Mm-hmm. That guy can't call the lines. He can't hear what's going on. He don't know what tick going on.
This week coming up, Ed, do you want Peyton
Manning?
Oh, yeah,
Manning and the they're only favored by 3 points in Houston. That's over. You might as well lock that at 21.
Yeah. So I take it you want Peyton Manning and Joseph Addai back in your lineup this week?
Oh, yeah, that's it's over.
Because your buddy David Garrard, he went for 31 points last week. He came through for you.
Yeah, I know. I told you that's a good kid.
And Derek Mason had 17 points, and Greg Jennings had 25. So
he caught two touchdown passes. Hey, I got the DirecTV thing.
Uh-huh.
You got that?
No.
We got every single game, but they got this channel called the Red Zone Channel.
Okay.
Whenever somebody get in the red zone, they go to that game.
Wow. Ooh, that's
nice. I just sat there the whole day on that. I didn't move out my chair. I mean, my son didn't even move on the remote.
Yeah.
Wow. The Red Zone Channel. That's nice.
Yeah, the Red Zone Channel. If anybody out there got DirecTV, they should be on that. Who cares about watching a whole game? I don't care about that. I want to know who's scoring.
Exactly.
I want some action, some excitement.
I love
it. But you know what, game? I didn't tell you what I did, though. You know how I told you I lost 9 out of 10, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, but I did something real dumb.
Oh,
I bet $500 on the Broncos just to win.
Oh.
And I bet $500 to win $100 because I said that's
Lord.
A lock.
Oh. Yeah, that seemed like a lock, no doubt. The Chiefs.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you. I ripped up my ticket on the first play the Kansas City Chiefs ran when Larry Johnson broke for that 30-yard run. You could ask Franklin. I tore up my ticket and said, it's over. I said, that guy's going to run like some nickel nut sucker. I don't know what he is. But, you know, it just doesn't make no sense. You know?
Yeah.
You talk to the Dave lately?
No, I haven't, actually. I haven't talked to the Dave.
He still got his show.
Yeah, he still has a show.
Mike Dowd, you're supposed to be on there at some point.
Yeah, reportedly. Supposedly I'm supposed to go on there and talk some hockey at some point in the future. So we'll see how that goes. But I'll be sure, and you know, if I am on the show, I'll be sure and talk about you, Ed. We'll definitely talk
about hockey. Talk about what you're doing. You got to bring me up.
I'd rather talk about you, though. Maybe we'll get the Dave to call you if I'm going to be on. Maybe the two of us will come on and talk.
I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever be on the show again.
Oh, you'll be on the show. Everyone loves you, Ed.
I don't know about all that, but people...
it's true, buddy.
Are you going to talk about me on the show, Mike, though?
No, I'm going to forget you exist entirely.
Do
you guys have any guests on your show today?
No, not today. We're going to have one next week. We're going to have a guest next week. So,
who you get?
A guy who writes about the hockey out in California.
Well, you know who I seen the other day, and I asked him, did he want to be on a radio show? And he looked at me and walked away.
Who is that?
Gary Coleman.
What?
Oh. Yeah, I seen him. I seen him. I said, hey, Arnold.
Well, that's why. You can't call him Arnold. I don't probably make him mad.
He looked at me. And I thought he would for sure say, what you talking about, Ed?
Well, he probably doesn't know your name's Ed, you know, so that would have been trouble. But, yeah, if you can get Gary Coleman on the show, he was one of my childhood heroes. I love the Gary Coleman in Different Strokes.
I've seen him. He's at a convenience store.
Wow. In Vegas or in California?
No, California.
Nice.
Hey, yeah, do you remember all those movies Gary Coleman used to make? Larry, what were the kids
from
the old?
Yeah, and you know what? I like the one where he's a little bitty boy. Well, he was always playing a little bitty boy. He was with the guy from One Day at a Time.
Yeah.
What's the kid's name? What was the name of that movie? And he dressed up in a little train outfit.
Yes. Yeah. And there's the broad, the lady in that movie was also somebody, right?
Oh,
wasn't she somebody?
She was super hot. You know, I'd give her a couple of paychecks. I like her.
I can't remember. Larry, you're near a computer. Look this up for us.
All right.
He was trying to get adopted by the guy from One Day at a Time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Which guy from One Day at a Time?
The guy who married
Julie's husband.
Julie, yeah. The guy with the beard and the mustache.
His name was Max on the show, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. On One Day at a Time, his name was Max. And he was dressed in a little train outfit, and he was living in like a train car or something, right? Like a remodeled train car.
This is it. Let's go. Oh, so while you're hanging out front of you, keep on doing what you do. Hold up, we must go through one day at a time. So up on the week, up on the week, and have a new day. Hey, don't you worry none. Just take it like you come, one day at a time, one day at a time, one day at a time.
Wow,
I like
that
show.
It was okay. I like Schneider. Remember Schneider?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw Schneider
Pat,
the other night.
Listen, his name is Pat Harrington.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever watch Columbo?
Barbara Cooper is Valerie Bertinelli, who married Eddie Van Halen. They got a son named Wolfgang.
Yeah, that's right. Did you ever watch Columbo? Do you like Columbo?
Peter Falk.
Yeah, that's right, Peter Falk. I love the Columbo. And Pat Harrington was on an episode one time. And
he wasn't
the murderer. He wasn't the murderer or anything. He's the buddy of a murderer. But, Pat Harrington. I just saw him the other night.
Did you ever watch BJ and the Bear?
I used to when I was a kid, yeah.
Greg Evigan was that kid, right?
Yeah, Greg Evigan was an orangutan, right? Or a chimp. It was a chimp. Yeah, wasn't it?
But the guy who drove the semi-truck.
Yeah.
Man from Atlantis used to be on that channel too.
You see, I don't remember that show.
Patrick Duffy.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
You
watch Larry,
Man from Atlantis? Yes.
Larry, did you find the name of that movie?
On the Right Track.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the Right Track. Now he made a couple. He made that one.
Then he made the one where he's in a Padre uniform.
Yeah, the kid from left field. I think that one where he's managing
the kid
the
with
team.
The broken halo.
Oh, the kid was broken. Halo.
And he was dead in that one.
Yeah. And then he also made one where he was a smart kid that went to college, even though he was only, like, you know, 8 years old and he went to college. Whiz Kid or something.
The kid with the 200 IQ?
Yes, the kid with the 200 IQ.
One.
And then he also made one where...
Did you ever see Escape from Witch Mountains?
Yeah.
I used to love that girl on that show. She was good.
That's a little creepy.
They got a remake coming out with The Rock.
Really?
Yeah.
On Escape from Witch Mountains?
Yes.
What's it called? Escape from Rock Mountains?
I think it's just Escape from Witch Mountains still.
The Rock used to play for the Miami Hurricanes in football.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson is his name.
That's right.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I've never seen him before. If he could call the show.
Huh?
Yeah, but if you could get Gary Coleman... That'd be great.
I seen The Undertaker one day.
The Undertaker?
Yeah, I seen him one day.
Wow. I think his name's Mark Calloway.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Now, do you like
Mark
the wrestling?
Calloway.
Do you like the wrestling?
Yeah, I like professional wrestling. I don't like the new guys. I like the old guys. Honky Tonk Man.
Yeah.
Iron Sheik.
Yeah, that's
Greg
great.
The Hammer Valentine.
Nice.
Yeah, Ultimate Warrior was my favorite.
Ultimate Warrior?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I hated that.
You didn't like him? Nah. Oh, man, it's the greatest of all time.
He's still...
Barber Beefcake.
Yeah.
He still pops up on the TMZ from time to time, the Ultimate Warrior, because he keeps making these videos where he just, like, keeps
crazy
yelling at Hulk Hogan about things.
he's a nut now. He's a nut.
And after
Hogan.
Yeah.
Hey,
like
you know who I like? Junkyard Dog. Junkyard Dog, remember him?
Yeah, he died. Yeah. Junkyard Dog died.
Yeah, a lot of them
all
died.
Those guys. Rick Rude died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Owen Hart fell off that
yep.
rope. He died. Sergeant Slaughter.
He's
still
alive.
Die.
Yeah, he's still alive. Yeah. He looks dead.
Cactus
yeah.
Jack is Mankind and Dude Love.
Yeah, wow, look at
Ed.
The Ed knows his wrestling. Wow. Hey, do you like the Kurt Angle? I always like the Kurt Angle.
I don't like him. No, I like Mr. Perfect better.
Oh, Mr. Yeah. Perfect. That was a beauty. Yeah, Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, Mr. Perfect. He was always perfect. Andre the Giant. I love Bobby the Brain Heenan. He was my favorite.
Yeah.
How about classy Freddie Blassie?
Yeah, I liked him too. He was all right. He was pretty classy.
Yeah.
Gorilla Monsoon.
Big John Studd.
Yeah, Big John Studd. He was a big one.
Let's just try to name wrestlers
remember,
for the rest of the
do
show.
Do you remember Tugboat?
Yeah, Tugboat.
And he was also
and,
Typhoon. He was also
Typhoon.
Typhoon.
That's right.
Then
wow.
Repo Man was also.
Ooh, all right. I got the best. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
He was either Axe or Smash from Demolition. Can't remember which one he was.
Well I got the best wrestler ever, George the Animal Steel.
Oh yeah, he could eat a goalpost like it wasn't nothing.
Yeah, and he had the green tongue. Oh, that's scary.
King Kong Bundy. Listen, they got this thing on the DirecTV on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Called PWO Pro Wrestling Ohio.
Yeah, I think you told us about this before, that you really enjoyed
yeah,
it, right?
King Kong Bundy was on it.
Wow.
He didn't
wow.
wrestle, though. He came out and just told people he was hurt. I think he was faking, though.
Is he fatter?
He was faking. Huh?
Is he fatter now?
He looked like King Kong Bundy, but he didn't have on the
one-piece
suit that he wore. He had on jeans and a T-shirt.
Oh,
jeans and a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't think we ever got the we never got to hear the story in Vegas. Did you win money in Vegas last week?
No, I just told you I lost a whole bunch
on
football.
Football.
On football,
we
but
didn't
you
get
didn't
back. Leave. We didn't get back till Monday morning.
Oh, okay. See, I thought you came home and lost the money just through your normal gambling at home.
No,
but,
no. We stayed.
Okay.
We stayed and had a good time. Franklin said he was up $4,200 at one point, but he didn't bring it home.
Any good stories out of Vegas? Any crazy stuff happen?
Oh, we had a cab driver. Listen to this. We took a cab from the Terrible Casino. That's where we always stay at.
Mm-hmm.
And we went, where'd we go? We went to the Golden Nugget downtown. Because we went to this place called Girls of the Glitter Gulch.
Okay.
And, you know, they wanted, it said free admission. That's a lie.
Yeah, because you got to pay for drinks, right?
$16 for a drink.
Wow.
For two drinks. $16 is a two-drink minimum.
Uh-huh.
$16. And right when you sit down, they go, here, we'll just give you your two drinks up front. Like, what in the world is that?
So, you know? So how were the girls of Glitter Gulch or whatever it is?
They were good looking. Mm. Yep. One girl told me she was 19 years old.
Whoa.
I said, wow. I said, that looks nice.
That's too old for Mike Dell.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm a married man, man.
What's he say? If they old enough to pee, they old enough for me?
Yeah.
That is just terrible.
He says, if there's grass on the field, play ball.
He
all
said,
right,
if they're awesome. Bleeding, they're breathing.
All right.
He said, if they're old enough to sit at the table, they're old enough to eat.
All right.
Ooh. That's a crazy one.
Yes. Now, the Ed, let's put that ugliness behind us. Did you want to do football picks? Or we're actually running out of time. We're going to do a top 11 list of Paul Newman movies because our favorite actor was Paul Newman, and he passed away.
He died.
Week. Were you a fan
yep.
of the Paul Newman?
I like the one horse racing movie he had. No, that wasn't him. That was Richard Dreyfuss. Same guy to me.
Let him ride.
I think that's the first time in the history of man that someone confused Richard Dreyfuss with Paul Newman. Yeah, but Let It Ride. Let It Ride was a good movie, though, right, The Ed?
Oh, yeah. I like that movie a lot.
Yeah.
Well, let's pick the football because my ears get hot.
All right. Larry, do you have the football?
Yes.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you beforehand. Beforehand, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go. How many games is it?
13, I think.
I'm going 12-1.
12-1? 14?
Yeah.
Okay, 14.
Well, I'm going to go 12-2.
Okay, we'll let you go 12-2. Wow.
All right, here we go. Green Bay at home against Atlanta off the board. So we're looking at a pick 'em.
Green Bay.
All right. Baltimore, home underdog to Tennessee, 3 points.
Baltimore.
Miami, home underdog to San Diego, 6.5.
San Diego.
Indy, you said you loved Indy this week. They're getting.
Yep,
I'll
pick that 4 times.
Indy 4 times. New York Giants giving 7 to Seattle in New York, though. That was confusing. Giants at home, -7 against
Seattle. Here's how you got to read those lines. You just got to say, at New York Giants, -7 versus Seattle. That's all you got to say. Right. You ain't got to confuse people on how to read the lines. I'll take Seattle.
Wow.
All right. Washington +5.5 in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Let's see. Carolina home. They're giving 9.5 to Kansas City.
Carolina.
Detroit, home underdog, 3.5 points against the Bears. Chicago Bears.
Hey, Detroit getting 3.5 at home, right?
Yes.
You got to say Chicago -3.5 at Detroit.
Right.
I don't know how to read the line. You don't gamble.
I don't gamble football.
Huh?
I'm not a big football gambler.
I bet you don't gamble on nothing.
I really don't.
I bet you can't bet on who I'm going to pick on this game.
You're going to pick the Detroit Lions.
He's going to take the Bears.
Nope. I'm taking the Bears.
Right. Okay.
Even though I want Detroit to win. Oh, I was so glad the Dodgers beat the Cubs.
Yeah, that's pretty nice, huh?
Yep.
Are you a big Manny fan? Manny hit one today.
Today.
I'm a big man.
Ken Griffey Jr. Ken Griffey Jr. and Barry Bonds are the 3 best players that ever grew up in our lifetime.
Huh.
I'm going to tell you who the most overrated baseball player of all time is.
Who?
Hank Aaron.
Wow.
Why is that?
That's a bold statement.
Huh?
Why?
Because he never hit more than like 40 home runs, right?
It took that guy 27 years to hit them home runs.
Yeah.
Come on now. Anybody can do that. That's ridiculous. Anybody. You let anybody play 27 years and hit that many home runs. That's a bunch of nonsense. All right, what's the next game?
Where were we?
Next year, I'll give you the top 11 most overrated baseball players of all time.
Oh, that's a good list. Yeah, that'll be a good list. Done and done.
Someone told me Johnny Bench was gay.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, he is a catcher.
Told me that a long time ago.
All right. Yeah, so next week, the top 11 overrated players. Yeah, that'll be good.
Maybe that's
right,
why he was always squatting.
Maybe.
I don't know. All right, we'll
okay, here we go.
The Bears, even though I want the Lions to win. All right, go ahead.
All right, Tampa Bay, +3 at Denver.
Taking Denver. Brian Greasy's second team that he has to face at the dog Denver.
Yeah.
Over 300 yards from Brian Greasy again.
And by the way, speaking of Greasy, you correctly predicted that he would throw for 350 2 weeks ago, but last week you predicted Pittsburgh running back Rashard Mendenhall would go for 180 yards,
He got hurt.
So if he didn't break his shoulder, he would have went for 180, right?
How many yards did he end up getting?
Like 30, 34.
Well,
when did he get hurt?
I think the second quarter.
Yeah, see? That don't count. That's notified.
Right. Okay.
You got to throw that one out.
All right. All right, go ahead, Larry.
Buffalo, +1 at Arizona.
This Arizona in a dog match. I mean, they will win probably 42-21.
Your buddy, the Dave Damashek, over at 710 ESPN there, he still loves the Buffalo Bills. He says they're a really good team.
He's a dummy. He doesn't know nothing about nothing.
All right.
Cincinnati, +17 in Dallas.
+17, yikes. Is this college?
Nice. What?
17 is just too many points to be given up. I'll take the Cowboys.
San Francisco, home underdog against New England, 3 points.
Man, I'm going to take New England. New England just had a bad game against Miami. Everybody ain't got to get all worried. Sam Cassell will do all right. It's not no big deal. He's a good quarterback, and he'll be all right.
I think
they'll
Sam
win.
Cassell's
be
a basketball player.
Yeah. Huh?
The Lakers. Isn't Sam Max Cassell?
Max Cassell.
Yeah, Max. All right,
Pittsburgh, +4 at Jacksonville.
I don't think Pittsburgh's banged up, but somehow Pittsburgh gonna pull that game out. Jacksonville gonna lose. Jacksonville won 2 games on last second field goals in a row.
Yep.
They're not very good. You know? So
all
I'll
right.
pick Pittsburgh.
And last game, Minnesota +3 at New Orleans.
Jesus Christ.
There's always one Jesus Christ day each week.
I guess I got to take New Orleans -3. New Orleans will win that game. The Vikings, I don't know. You know, I'm going to tell you something funny.
All right.
And, okay, you know, the Colts are 1-2 this year.
Yes, right.
They moved into that new stadium and lost both games, right?
Yes.
You know, that was a bad move to move out of that dome, don't you?
Yes.
Who was their only win against?
Minnesota.
Where was the game at?
In a dome.
Yeah, you got that right. They're stupid.
Stupid.
Why would you take away your best home field advantage that you got?
Yeah.
Do any plays outside
now? We got to have a pretty stadium. Who cares? Win some games. Al Davis is a kooky man.
Yeah, did you see
that? He looked like he was a hostage in one of them war videos.
He looked like the Crypt
Didn't
Keeper.
He?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He looked like somebody had a hand up his butt like a puppet. And whoever brings a lamp with him to a press conference.
Brought a lamp.
Should have brought a lamp.
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
He might have. I don't know if he's got one, but I'm sure he does with all the money he's got.
Yeah. He's got a lot of track suits. He's always wearing the track suits.
Oh, he's not even.
Yeah, I wonder if he wear boxers or them tighty whities.
Yeah, I really don't want to think about that. I don't know.
He looked like Grandpa Munster, too, don't he?
Hey,
yeah.
No, that was a good show, the Munsters. Did you like the Munsters, the end?
Yeah, I like Lily.
Yeah, they were great.
The normal-looking girl, I liked her, too.
Yeah.
I liked Annie.
Yeah. Marilyn.
Yeah.
You
know, they always had, like, the same other people playing other people in that show.
Yeah. They'd use the same bit actors in parts.
Yeah. The one guy from the Dick Van Dyke Show used to be on there a lot.
The bald guy with the glasses?
Yeah.
Richard Deacon, I think his name is. Yeah. I love the Dick Van Dyke Show. That could be my all-time favorite TV.
Yeah, I think I'm going to tell you something. When we said the top all-time good-looking ladies in the world,
uh-huh.
that Mary Tyler Moore.
That's right. That's right, Ed. I say it all the time. I always put the Mary Tyler Moore on my list.
52 paychecks, that's worth.
Nice. A whole year's worth of paychecks for Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, yeah.
I second that. Yeah, I agree. Mary Tyler Moore.
Who can turn the world on with a smile?
I don't know about the world, but she sure as hell turned me on with a smile.
Nothing big suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. Well, it's you, girl, if you could know it.
With each glance and every... All right, sorry, guys.
You show it. Na 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 na.
Very good, Ed. Very good. Yeah, Mary Tyler Moore, my favorite all-time
TV.
Now,
if we're going to throw 52 paychecks at her, can we go back 52 years?
Yes.
Because, like, have you seen her lately? She looks like Al Davis.
Yeah, she's like 70-something now, you know?
Yeah, she looked like somebody hit her in the face with a stick now.
Yeah, she's carrying her own lamp around the press conferences.
Hey, that's my girl there.
Looked like she got that muscle dystrophy.
Yeah. She does have like something, doesn't she, Mike, though?
Diabetes. She has diabetes.
I think she got muscle dystrophy.
Sorry. I'm not a doctor. What do I know? But, all right, Ed. Well, thank you so much for calling in again, buddy. Even though you got the bad back, you still made time for us, and you gave us the picks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys, don't tell the day, but you guys are probably the number one show in America right now.
Oh, thanks. Wow.
Thanks,
yeah, we'll keep that our little secret. Don't worry. But that means a lot to me, Ed. Thank you.
Your show, because, you know, he don't even get hardly no time. You guys get like 2-3 hours.
We just talk about nothing for 2 hours. That's great.
He get only like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. So we're like six times better than he is. Yeah,
that's cool. We're better.
Yeah, he keeps going downhill, I heard.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think Dave's still the tops. But we do what we can, you know? We do what we can.
Yeah. Yep, I was thinking about what you call it. He does a show. I was going to find out what he did. See, he lied to me before where his show was, and I went down there. Nobody knows who he is.
He told you he's at the ESPN studios, and you went to the ESPN zone, the restaurant.
Yeah, I went to ESPN right there, yep. And they said, no. The lady came there, would you like to sit down and eat? And I was like, well, where's Dave?
But this brings up an interesting topic, Ed. On the message boards, people were saying that you actually have met the Dave in person before, back on the old Adam Carolla show. People were saying that you came in one day, and you gave him a present to everybody.
Yeah.
You gave him, like, a roll of Tums or something as a present, and you gave one of the girls on the show a candy bar.
I came on the show. They only let me on the show for, like, 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, because my church group was coming from Las Vegas to Los Angeles, and I went there, and Franklin was with me, and we went there, and they made us stand outside until like 10 minutes before the end of the show. Some fat guy, Ted, comes out brings us in, says, all right, you guys can say hi, and then they put some headphones on my head, and that was it. I don't think he even remembered me.
Yeah, because the Dave, whenever he talks about you on a show, he says, I got to see the Ed. I got to meet the Ed. I've never met him in person, but he did meet you one time, right?
He looked at me, but that was it.
Yeah.
I don't think, I'll have to ask him about that, but he don't remember meeting me.
No.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, because I'd remember meeting you. Yeah.
Yeah, like on that show, when I first was calling to Adam.
Yeah,
Do you know why the reason I called that show first place?
I never listened to that show, sir.
Oh, the Dave was talking about the best way to make eggs. And he said, like, fried eggs or something. I said, man. And I called in. I said, scrambled is, like, the best way. And he said, do you like ketchup on them? And then Adam told me, are you a man of color and all this stuff like that? And then I called in like two more times. Then they got my phone number off the caller ID and called my son. Told him, hey, listen, your dad been calling the show. do you think he might want to review a TV show? And they had me do Separate Housewives. I had to watch that show every week for like probably 6 weeks. I watched it, and I'd review the show and tell them what happened. You know.
Well, that sounds like a banner idea to me. The Ed, would you like to review a TV show for us each week?
I don't know. It depends on what show I watch.
Yeah.
I'd probably have to just watch something and tell you what I watched.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I don't want to do Separate Housewives.
Yeah,
How about 90210?
Yeah, do you see they have a new version of 90210 out? Maybe you could watch that.
Nah, somebody told me about that, but they ain't got none of the same kids.
Hey, how about like that show, The Heels? How about that show, The Heels, on MTV? You could give us reviews of that.
I don't know about that one either. I never watched that. I watch Sports Center every day.
Yeah, well, you really can't review Sports Center. About
MASH is
on
a lot.
Yeah, you could tell us about MASH, maybe.
Yeah, I do. You know, a lot of different shows and all. Hey, Kitchen Nightmare, you ever watch that show?
That's Larry's
that
favorite
show.
Yeah,
I love
Larry
it.
Loves
yeah,
that show.
That's on tomorrow, mate.
Yes.
Well,
that show's super good.
Why don't you watch The Kitchen Nightmare, and then you and Larry can talk about it.
Man, if I remember to watch it.
All right.
And then I wish I had a restaurant.
Yeah, I'd eat there. That'd be great. What kind of food would you serve at the restaurant, Ed?
American.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't go with that. I wouldn't go with all that old Chinese. I don't like Chinese food. That's why I could never be with no Chinese woman.
So you'd have, like, hamburgers and hot dogs and stuff like that?
Yeah, and pizza and spaghetti. And
well, I don't know if that's American food necessarily. But
tacos and stuff like that. I don't know. Stuff I like.
That'd be great.
I just put only stuff I like. Macaroni and cheese would be on there.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Probably some macaroni and cheese. And bam.
You know, I went to the Sizzler Buffet about 2 weeks ago. I ate 26 meatballs.
In a row? How'd you like that, Larry?
I didn't line them up, but...
Yeah. 26 meatballs. Wow. That's a lot of meatballs.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Sizzler got a high price now. I thought I was at Outback Steakhouse. I'm like, good lord. It cost me $19 for one person.
How's your money holding up, Ed? Because you won the 61 grand there in Vegas a couple months ago. Are you still good? You still got it saved away a little bit?
Yeah, I don't got as much as I did.
Yeah, but you're still okay, right?
I mean, you could send me some if you want.
Yeah,
I'll always appreciate it, you know. Send me a couple $1,000.
Well, maybe not a couple $1,000, but we could maybe get some Sizzler coupons or something, you know.
Yeah, you probably do that. They got Sizzler in Delaware.
We're in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, you're in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about Delaware for?
I always wanted to go to Delaware.
What is the capital of Delaware?
Dover.
Dover.
Dover, Delaware, the city that means well.
I never even knew the capital of Delaware. And New Hampshire is by there?
No, New Hampshire's up north a bit.
Vermont's the capital of New Hampshire?
No. They're two separate states.
What's the capital of New Hampshire?
Wow, that's a very good question. Larry?
I think it's Dover.
Yes, Dover.
Dover's really big.
Dover is the capital of New Hampshire and Delaware.
Exactly. It's a really big town.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
All right, Dad. Well, we got to get to the top 11 Paul Newman movies. Because we're running
late. Go on and do your movie thing. I'm going to come up. What was I gonna do? Oh, 11 most overrated baseball players of all time.
Yeah, for next week.
Phil Niekro.
a little preview, Phil Niekro.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, buddy, for calling. We really appreciate it.
All right, you guys be good and handle everything that you gotta handle and always remember, put the lid down.
Words to live by.
Girl.
Words to live by. Thanks, Ed.
You guys be good.
Okay,
all right,
bye. Ed, our good buddy, Ed. He's the tops.
Yeah.
He's got a bad back from the dodgeball, and he still calls into the show.
Yeah, well, he's high.
Yeah, that helps. All right, we're running real late. The live portion of the show is about to run out. But, Larry, we got to do the Paul Newman tribute, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so this show is going to go long. Download the podcast and listen to the big Paul Newman tribute. Hit the top 11 music there, Larry.
All righty.
The numbers all go to 11.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Celsius Hockey, top 11.
Yeah, Paul Newman. Now, we're going to go each do a top 11 list, but Larry, you didn't know if you knew that many Paul Newman movies, really, even though
we're off the air. Yeah. I've seen close to 11, but just because I've seen 11, does that mean then I got to rank them? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I've seen many more than that, so I will rank the 11, and then you can comment on them, and we'll do it rather quickly since we're so late. There's so many good movies, but... I should mention Verdict and Absence of Malice, arguably two of his better ones. He nominated for Oscars, I think, for both. I didn't see them all start to finish. I've seen bits and pieces of them both, and they're both tremendous. But these are my personal top 11 Paul Newman movies, so neither of those will make the cut. So number 11 on my list is The Color of Money.
Wow, all the way to 11. Look at you.
Yeah, because it's got Tom Cruise. I mean, that's creepy a little bit.
But what about Hot Broad?
Yeah, what's her name? Maria Elizabeth Mastrantonio, right?
Mary, I think. Mary Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Good old
yes.
Rod. Easy
yes.
on the eyes. But, yeah, she's tremendous in that movie. And, yeah, but it's an older Paul Newman. He won an Oscar, his only Oscar for The Color of Money, correct?
Token Oscar.
Yeah, it's shameful, because he was nominated 10 times, and he wins for Color of Money. It's kind of like it is the sequel to The Hustler. But it's Eddie Felsen, the same character, many years later, and now he's trying to groom another little hustler, Tom Cruise, and it's a great movie.
It is. I love it.
Very good. Very good. All right, number 10. I don't think you've ever seen this one, Larry. It's called The Long Hot Summer.
The Long. Who's in that? Elizabeth.
She's in The Cat in the Hot Tin Roof.
Okay.
Some people. Joanne Woodward, Paul Newman's wife, is in this.
Orson
Welles. Kind of. It's down in Mississippi in a rich family.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Orson Welles is like the father, big daddy.
Okay. Yeah.
And Angela Lansbury is actually in it, a young Angela
right.
Lansbury.
Yes.
Yeah, and Paul Newman plays Ben Quick. And he gets kicked out of a town because they said he burned a barn down.
Yeah.
And they kicked him out of that town. So he ends up going to this town, and he falls in love with Erica Joanne Woodward. But he's a troublemaker, the Ben Quick. Now, the thing I liked about this movie is ever since I've seen this movie, if you ever run into me somewhere, you'll see that I always hook my thumbs in the back of my back pockets on the jeans, and that's because of Ben Quick. Paul Newman did it in Long Hot Summer, and I still do it to this day. So keep an eye out if you ever meet me somewhere. But since I don't go out of the house, it'll never happen.
Yeah, you're probably never going to meet him somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I stand like that just in honor of Paul Newman.
So I've never seen you do that. But go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, I do it all the time. All right, number 9, The Left-Handed Gun.
Yes.
We talked about this last week when we were doing the quotes. I don't know, do we have that quote? Do you want to play that? Can we still play all your clips? Yeah, go ahead and fire this one up. He plays Billy the Kid.
Yeah, he's dead. That amnesty, that's for them. For Moon and Hill and Grant. They walk around, I'm buried. They put dimes in my eyes.
Yeah, there he is. It's Billy the Kid. It's good stuff. It's a young Paul Newman. I think it's from like late 50s there, 58 or something like that. You've never seen that, huh, Larry?
No, I've never seen that.
Yeah, if you get a chance, give it a whirl. It's good stuff.
Yeah, man. I definitely will.
Number 8, I have Harper. Harper. Did you ever see the Harper?
Is this a kind of, you know, he's an older guy? Not older.
No, it's in the 60s. They're a young, young Paul Newman. He plays the private detective Lou Harper. And it's a role he reprises about, I think, 7 years later in The Drowning Pool, which is also Lou Harper. And that's a decent flick. But Harper, it's an old school kind of like Raymond Chandler kind of big sleep kind of movie with Humphrey, you know, the old Humphrey Bogart kind of stuff. And he plays private detective. And actually, what's her name there? Lauren Bacall actually is in it as well. And she hires him to find her husband, and things get all shady and stuff. But it's a great movie, though. And the opening scene, do you remember in the Huey Lewis video, I Need a New Drug, where he shoves his face in the cold water with the ice cubes?
Yeah.
He stole that from Harper. Paul Newman does it in the first, at the beginning of Harper.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
You know a little too much about Huey Lewis in the news.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, Harper, you don't hear it talked about too much, but it's a good movie. Strother Martin's in it. Strother Martin was in a lot, he was in a lot of Paul Newman movies. Cohan Luke.
Cohan Luke.
He was actually in Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid. He had a minor part in that. He appears in a lot of Paul Newman movies. All right, number seven. Now, Larry, I know you've seen this one. I talked about it all the time, and you finally watched it. Hombre.
Hombre. I own Hombre.
Oh, I didn't know you owned it. Tell the people about the Hombre.
It's a good movie. He's a white guy who was raised by Indians.
Apache Indians, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, and then some nonsense starts to take place. These guys come into town, Paul Newman's not having any of it.
Well, they get on a stagecoach, and while they're out there on the stagecoach, on their traveling there, these guys try and rob the people on the stagecoach. And these are people who hate, they're all prejudiced against Hombre, the Paul Newman, because he's an Indian. So they all, these are all highfalutin, fancy, prejudiced people, and Paul Newman ends up saving them all from the desperados, and it's good stuff, huh, Paul Newman?
Yeah, I like the Hombre. Hey, Hombre. There's a lot of good
quotes. Hey, Hombre, yeah.
Yeah, hey, Hombre. But, give the Hombre a whirl.
Yeah, it's good stuff. These are like, you don't hear too many people mention the Hombre or the Harper or Left-Handed Gun, but these are all great Paul Newman movies. All right, number six, The Sting.
The Sting. Yeah, there you go. That's a good movie. I like it.
It's his second partnership with the Robert Redford. And do you want to tell people about The Sting? It's just like con men in Chicago, right? Or in the Chicago.
Yeah, they're just conning. Aren't they, what are they doing? They're like post-betting. Isn't that the whole con? They're like, they're betting on horse races that they already know the outcome to try to con this dude out of all his money.
Yes. Yeah. And it's got a great ending. It's got a very good ending. And
You don't want to give the ending away, but...
No, because, but it's all right. I actually won't give away the ending. Usually we do, but it's a Paul Newman movie, so I'm not going to give away the ending. Number five, Slapshot.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with Slapshot.
It.
Reg Dunlop.
I got no issues with it. I like it.
Yeah, it's the thing. Usually when you're a hockey fan and you say that you like the Slapshot, they're like, oh, because you're a hockey fan. No, it's a good movie. Like, take the hockey stuff out of it and just watch it. It's a good movie. And Paul Newman said this was, I believe he said that this was the favorite part he ever played was Reggie Dunlop.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'm sure the most fun was, Butch Cassidy and whatnot. But I believe he said Reggie Dunlop was one of the characters he loved the most. All right, and at number four, we got the Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's all the way down at four. Because I want to put this – that's probably one of my favorite movies ever, and it could be my number one favorite movie. But in this list, I wanted to pay tribute just to Newman, and that's more like a Newman-Redford kind of combo thing going on there,
Yeah.
So, so I rank it four because the top three, I think, highlight Newman, better individually. But Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, that's as good as it gets right there. And Catherine Ross. Ooh, Catherine Ross. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, number three.
Okay. All right, go ahead. I was going to say, what I hate about Butch Cassidy? I hate the bike scene, man.
Yeah, you don't like the bike scene where he gets...
It just ruins that movie.
I don't think it ruins the movie. But Newman is riding around on a bicycle with Catherine Ross on the handlebars, and they're playing Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Oh, it's so corny and stupid. Everybody's smiling and having it. It's kind of a little bit slow motion.
But it kind of sets the stage for, like, the fall to come, Like, they're all happy and and the bicycle, innovation. You know what I mean? Like, the new coming, changing times.
It's terrible. I hate it. It ruins the film.
Ooh.
But anyways, go ahead, Michael.
I don't agree with that. Could be the best ending in movie history. I always waver between the ending of Butch Cassidy and The Third Man. Or The Third Man, that is so good. You hate The Third Man, but that ending is great. All right, number three, I got The Hustler.
Okay, I love The Hustler.
Yeah. I think I have an audio clip from The Hustler. He's a Fast Eddie Felsen, a pool hustler, and he plays Minnesota Fats. And I think this clip is from the first game, or the first night that they're playing each other. And here's a little sampling of Fast Eddie Felsen.
Thank you. Well, you don't leave much when you miss, do you, Fat Man? That's what the game's all about. Mm-hmm. Two ball, side pocket. Very good shot. You know, I got a hunch, Fat Man. I got a hunch it's me from here on in. One ball, corner pocket. I mean, that ever happened to you? All of a sudden you feel like you can't miss? Because I dreamed about this game, Fat Man. I dreamed about this game every night on the road. Five ball. No, this is my table, man. I own it. 13 ball. 7 ball.
Yeah, there he is. And he eventually ends up losing to the Minnesota Fats that night. But then he comes back a year later or something and plays him again. And Larry, you love the Hustler. Why do you love the Hustler so much?
He's just a cool dude, and there's not a lot of pool movies out there, you know, that aren't gay. Like, can you get, like, is there another pool movie out there?
Or go The Color of Money.
Well, obviously, but I don't think so. So, like, it was kind of cool just seeing this kind of lifestyle. I'm sure, like, there's actually, you know, back in those days, the 50s and whatnot, I'm sure there was actually guys that, like, traveled around and just played pool and made a living and whatnot. And he's just like a, you know, Paul Newman always played the cool guy, like the guy you always wanted to be, but you never had the balls to do it. Yes.
Exactly. And at the beginning of The Hustler, there's a great opening scene where you see them hustling somebody, and that's great. And then, of course, he gets caught hustling later on in the movie, and they break his thumbs.
They broke my thumb.
And that's mimicked in, of course, Kingpin when they cut off Woody Harrelson's hand there, Roy Munson's hand, in the ball return. But, yeah, so and then the one complaint I have of The Hustler, I thought Piper Laurie, she could have been foxier, you know?
Yeah, I hear you, but she's lame.
Yeah, it's true. She has a bad foot.
Yes.
But a little foxier broad there, and it'd be perfect. But yeah, it's great. Jackie Gleason is Minnesota Fats, and you got who's the guy I'm forgetting? George C. Scott,
George
right?
George C. Scott. Yeah. That.
He is tremendous in that movie.
Yeah, he's a real ass. He's a real dick.
Yeah. He's just an evil, evil dude.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, The Hustler. If you've never seen The Hustler, go get The Hustler immediately. All right, number two, Cool Hand Luke.
Nice.
Cool Hand Luke. I think I have a clip of this as well. He's a prisoner. He gets thrown in jail for cutting the heads off parking meters, and he gets thrown to a chain gang down in the south there. And Strother Martin's the prison warden there, and it's an outdoor prison camp. And he's like, you know, what we got here, failure to communicate and all that stuff. And basically, Luke keeps trying to escape from prison and keeps getting caught, and it's great. This scene here, they're playing poker, and you get to hear how he gets his nickname. Luke gets his nickname.
Kick a buck.
Damn.
Don't look at me, Mother.
Well, come on. What you gonna do? Play like a fucking nut? You got to call him, didn't
you? I know he's got a pair of kings. You don't have to stuff up my nose.
Well, you still gotta call him anyway.
But you gotta bring him.
You gotta look at him.
The man's got kings. Get your tail out.
Yeah.
No, you want to see him?
Yeah.
Right there. One, two, three, four, five.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mic'd up, right?
Another. Mulligan, he beat you at nothing. Just like today when he kept coming back at me with nothing.
Yeah, well. Sometimes nothing can be a real cool hand.
There it is. Sometimes nothing can be a real cool hand. And that was George Kennedy, his drag line there. And, Cool Hand Luke. So good, Larry, right?
Yes, absolutely. I love Cool Hand Luke, another great Paul Newman movie. He's still, you know, even though he's a prisoner, still cool, still a guy you want to be. Don't have the balls to do it.
Shaking the tree, boss. I'm shaking here, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So many good lines. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Whatever you do, don't strike me blind now. that lady's out there washing her car. She's rubbing her boobs all over the windshield. And
yeah,
and they're all
one of the most famous scenes in movie history, I'd say. And do you know? I've said this before on the radio show, but do you remember Luke's prison number?
No, but I'll give you the same answer. 24601.
37. He's number all 37 right. On the back of his shirt there.
37?
Yeah, Ola in a row. The NA, 26 meatballs in a row.
That is a lot of meatballs.
Kuei and Luke. Great movie. Because it's all about anti-establishment and sticking to the man, you know? And it's really a quest for meaning in life. And, hey, nobody can eat 50 eggs. You get to see someone eat 50 eggs.
Oh, I could eat 50 eggs.
The egg can eat 26 meatballs. All right, so number one on my list. Number one, HUD.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love
yeah,
HUD.
Yeah, no, HUD's underrated. I put it at number one because I don't think people talk about it enough.
Yes.
Cause HUD, basically, he's a 34-year-old cowboy, I believe, and he's there on a farm with his granddad and his nephew,
yeah.
And his brother's dead, right? And it was because of an accident that they had together, right? When he was driving the car or something, or
yeah,
and his brother died, and the brother was always the well, it's I should say it's his dad and his nephew, but the nephew's granddad. That's what I meant, right? All right.
Yeah. It's Luke.
So,
yeah. It's Hud's dad and Hud's nephew.
Yeah, so Hud always thought that the son that died was always the dad's favorite, and Hud always thought, you know, that his dad resented him for the fact that his brother died, you know. So and the Hud's always the cool guy that he's chasing the broads, and he's living outside the rules. He's the anti-hero. And when this movie was made, Hud was really like the first anti-hero on the screen, really, like to really, you know, win over an audience, because he's a bad guy. He's not a good guy, the Hud.
No.
You just can't help but you think he's the
love
best,
him.
Though, right? Yeah,
yes.
He's the best.
He's a total asshole. You know who he reminds me of? Chris Callahan. You remember this guy? Nobody can remember
well,
who we're talking about, but there's
yeah,
a
this
guy
is
who used to be like a deck hockey ref, and he was like the modern-day Hud. He was just like that, but if you were on his good side, he was always cool with you, and like he'd always share stories like, Chris Callahan, I love that dude.
Yeah, that's a really obscure reference to Larry and I and in the old days when we used to work at a deck hockey rink in Murrysville, Pennsylvania. And there's
yeah.
a guy there named Chris Callahan. And, that's a very good reference. Because all Callahan did was show up to ref the games, and he could really care less how he ref
yeah.
how the games went. All he cared about was going out after the game and banging chicks and drinking beer, right? That was pretty much all.
Yeah, exactly. And he was a cool dude though. Like Callahan was, he was a cool guy. I like that guy.
Yeah, that's a good
anyway.
Person. Yeah. So let's play the clip from last week first, where Hud's dad is yelling at him because Hud was out drinking with his nephew and they were having a real good time. And they come home and his dad yells at him for this. I think we still have that clip up there. Hud won, I believe.
All right.
Hud.
You still don't get it, do you? You don't care about people, Hud. You don't give a damn about them.
Granddad.
Oh, you got all that charm going for you, and it makes the youngsters want to be like you. That's the shame of it, because you don't value nothing. You don't respect nothing. You keep no check on your appetites at all. You live just for yourself, and that makes you not fit to live with.
My mama loved me, but she died.
My mama loved me, but she died. And then I have another clip. Also, at the ranch there, they're living on this ranch with cattle and whatnot, and Patricia Neal plays the housekeeper. And now I like the Patricia Neal. I don't know how you feel about her, Larry, but I always like
not really.
Paul Newman goes in and he's flirting with her in her little apartment there. And that's what this clip is from. And when they're talking, she's at one end of the bed, like smoking a cigarette, and he's at the other end of the bed holding a flower and just like, flirting with her. And the scene goes a little something like this.
How much you take the boys for tonight?
$20 and some change.
You're a dangerous woman to have around.
I'm a good poker player.
You're a good housekeeper. You're a good cook. You're a good laundress. What else are you good at?
I've taken care of myself.
Shouldn't have to. A woman looks like you do.
Oh, that's what my ex-husband used to tell me. Before he took my wallet, my gasoline credit card, and left me stranded in a downtown motel in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
What'd you do to make him take to the hills? wear your curlers to bed or something?
Ed's a gambler. He's probably up at Vegas or Reno right now, dealing at night, losing it all back in the daytime.
Oh, man, like that sounds no better than a heel.
Aren't you all?
Honey, don't go shooting all the dogs because one of them's got fleas.
I was married to Ed for 6 years. Only thing he was ever good for was to scratch my back where I couldn't reach it.
You still got that itch?
Off and on.
Well, let me know when it gets to bothering you.
That could be like the definitive Paul Newman scene there. You know, the bad guy, but he's sitting on the broad there. And I don't know. It's just so good, HUD. And also at the end of the HUD, HUD never really changes either by the end, you know? No. Everything around him goes away, but he's still HUD, you know?
Yeah. But that scene goes horribly wrong a couple minutes later.
No, that's a different scene. That's an entirely different scene.
That's not that scene?
Yeah, that's the last line of that scene. He gets up and leaves the apartment then. Later on in the movie, HUD gets all drunk and tries to have his way with the Patricia Neal.
Yeah, and then the nephew comes in and takes care of business with HUD.
Yeah.
Not really, but...
No. HUD was going to, you know, but he says...
HUD would whoop him.
Yeah. But yeah, HUD is such a good movie. Ugh.
Yeah, he just, man. You just always want to be HUD. Like, you just
exactly.
Go out just to fight somebody just because you know you can. You know what I mean? I'm just
going
to go punch this guy because I just feel like it.
The HUD. Hopefully, it's a terrible... maybe they'll have a tribute to Paul Newman on the On Demand or something, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I'm sure they'll line something up.
Because that would be great if they put the HUD on there. So there you go. Color of Money, Long Hot Summer, Left-Handed Gun, Harper, Hombre, The Sting, Slapshot, Butch Cassidy, The Hustler, Cohan Luke, and HUD. You watch those 11 movies and you'll be entertained. So there you go. Top 11 Paul Newman movies. Done and done.
Nothing else. Get HUD.
Yeah. Well, it was a quick evening, Larry. Just me and you winging it for 2 hours. And the Ed, we got to thank the Ed for coming through like a champ.
Yeah. We got to thank Jim Iovino for not showing up tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
Yes. Good job as always. Actually, he was a little more vocal tonight. A little more loud. Louder than usual. So who do we got next week? Earl Sleek?
Sleek from the battleofcalifornia.blogspot.com. Earl Sleek.
All right. There you go. So if you live in the California area and you're home at 6 o'clock to listen to the internet, tune in for Earl Sleek, who's going to talk about the Kings and the Sharks and the Ducks and Avalanche.
No, not the Avalanche.
No Avalanche, all right.
Mm.
But what else, Mike Dell? Go to lcshockey.com. Mike Dell.
I'm sure I'll post something tomorrow. I'll post something tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll post something tomorrow. It'll say radio show, and you can just click and listen to this thing again.
No, there'll be this and something else tomorrow.
Oh, a double post.
Double post.
Are you donating a post to the Mario Lemieux Foundation?
Yeah, every time I post something to the site, I donate $5 to my liquor fund.
Oh, that's not the same, is it?
Yeah, not so much.
Not the same at all. All right, go to the MySpace, what's the other one, the Facebook, you can go over there, and buy Honest John Churchfield.
Yes.
I love it. So, I don't know. We got nothing else, Mike Dowdy. I really thought we were going to struggle, and now it's like, wow, we're still 23 minutes over. All I'm hoping now, you know, I got my fingers crossed that the brass bonanza plays so we don't have to sing this thing.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's it. We'll be back next Wednesday, 9 p.m. Earl Sleek. Until then, pass the gin. Come on.
guys are retards.
I got a good deal on those boys. The scout said they showed a lot of promise.
They brought their fucking toys with them.
Well, I'd rather have them playing with their toys than playing with themselves.
They're too dumb to play with themselves. Boy, every piece of garbage that comes in the market, you gotta buy it.
Reg, that reminds me. I was coaching in Omaha in 1948, and Eddie Shore sends me this guy that's a terrible masturbator, you know, couldn't control himself. Well, he would get deliberate penalties so he could get into the penalty box all by himself, and damned if he wouldn't, you know. What's his name?
Thank you very much.